Bob reminded us this afternoon how God wants to prepare us and bring us to become the very city that he wants to possess fully.
今天下午呢 ，Bob 说到呢，我神是何等愿意我们成为他完全得着的城市。
And the scripture says that God says that when that time actually comes, He says, "I am your God, and you are my son."
啊，到那个时候呢，神就会说，我是你们的神，你们是我的儿子。
That those words are very, 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 very special to the Lord God.
这个是非常宝贵的，对主来说。
And sometimes we forget.
有时候我们忘记。
That's the cry of His heart.
这是啊，父神心里的呼求。
I am your God.
我是你们的神。
And you are my son.
你们是我的儿子。
There are very few who understand that.
很少人明白这个话。
King David understood that.
大卫明白神的心。
He said, "Oh God, you are my God."
他说：“神啊，你是我的神。”
How many of you have ever said that to God?
你们多少人曾经对神这样说：“主啊，你是我的主。”
Really say it from the depths of your being.
当你从你啊灵的深处向神这样说。
We must learn to answer the desire of God.
我们必须学习回应神最深的呼求
，because that comes from the depth of His being.
这也是从神深处的呼求。
He says, "The time is coming when I really am your God."
他说：“说时候到了，我要做你们的神。”
When he came to Moses, he said, "I am the God of your fathers."
他来到摩西的时候，他对他说：“我是你祖先的神。”
But he wasn't satisfied.To just be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是他不满意于只是做亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
He wants to be the God of all the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他要做所有亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的儿女们的神。
Now, King David is one of those who understood how special that was.
大卫王明白神这个心。
There was one son who could have been king after him.
在他以后有一个王。
There was one son who was better than all the other sons.
他有个儿子比所有的儿子更强。
And he might have been the natural choice.
那按人来说，他可能就成为那继承的王子。
He was more beautiful than all the other sons.
他比其他的王子更俊美。
He was smarter and wiser than all the other sons.
比其他的王子呢更有聪明智慧。
He had a stronger spirit than all the other sons.
他比其他的王子更有刚强的灵。
And he was able to win the hearts of all the people.
而且他赢得所有的人民的心。
Whatever he decided to do, he could do it.
他决定要做的事，他就一定做得到。
He, even before he was king, he had chariots and horses running ahead of him.
他还没有做王之前呢，他已经得着很多的马跟马车。
And people would come to him gladly to hear his counsel.
而且呢，人民都来到这个王子的面前来听他的判断。
And he was a son that King David loved very, very deeply.
这个儿子呢，也是大卫王所非常爱的。
But he had one problem.
但是他有个问题。
He did not align his purpose.To his father and to his father's God.
他没有将他的心意与他的父亲还有他父亲的神来对准。
He wanted to be king ahead of his time.
他要在自己的时候还没有到，他自己要做王。
He wanted a city that did not still belong to him.
他要拥有一个不属于他的城市。
And so in the end, he lost his head.
在最后呢，他丧失他的生命。
And when we hear the cry of King David,
当我们听到当时大卫王为着这个儿子的哭泣
，who was almost killed by this same son,
他也差点被这个背叛的儿子呢所杀。
This same son stole his wisest counselors, Ahithophel.
他所爱的这个儿子呢，就夺取了他最智慧的他谋士的心。
And when this son finally his head was cut off.
当他这个儿子的头后来断了、
David was so broken. He said, "My son, my son, Absalom, my son."
大卫王就哭泣说：“我儿呀，我儿呀，亚斯龙，我儿啊。”
It was real pain.
他里面非常的痛苦。
Now God's love for us is deeper than David's love for Absalom.
神对我们的爱比大卫对亚撒龙的爱更深。
And He doesn't want us to lose our head.
他不愿意我们能失去我们的头。
Spiritually and physically.
无论是在属灵方面，或者是真实的。
So we must pay attention to what the prophet of the Lord is teaching.
所以我们要听神所差遣先知的话语。
It's the counsel of God.
是神的智慧，神的心意。
So that we will not come to the place where we bring God to the deepest sadness.
以致我们不知道神的心痛苦。
On the other hand, He can with joy says, "I am your God."
但另一方面，神可以非常喜乐地说，我做你们的神，我是你们的神。
And you are my son.
你们是我的儿子。
You know what joy he would feel.
他能这样说的时候，他会何等的喜乐。
All of heaven cannot contain his joy.
他的喜乐，整个宇宙，这个天都
And that's why,
无可承载。
Through his son, he said those parables of those who have done well.
所以他透过他儿子耶稣基督就说了一些比喻，讲到那些忠心到底的。
He say, "Enter you now into my joy."
你可以进入我的喜乐。
So aligning ourselves to the purposes of God.The greatest fulfillment is the joy of God.
所以，当我们让我们的心与神的心对齐的时候呢，最大的喜乐就是我们父神得着喜乐。
And so I encourage us to pay attention and diligently move deep into His purpose.
所以我鼓励大家呢，要专心听，而且进入神最深的心意。
Are we supposed to collect the offering first, then we pray? Okay. So the ushers, please, yeah.
所以我们现在请收奉献的来收奉献。
Father in heaven, we lift up our eyes to you.
父啊，我们向你来仰脸。
And even as we bring our gifts and offerings to the altar,
当我们把我们的礼物带到祭坛面前，
we remember that the altar is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们记得这个祭坛就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And He bids us come.
他不只是自己来了。
He bids us come.
他叫我们要来。
He bids us come to the altar.
他呼召我们来到祭坛面前。
Lord, we want to come to your altar.
主，我们说，我们来到你的面前。
Because as the psalmist declares,
正像诗篇里说，
You are my exceeding joy.
你是我最喜乐的神。
And Lord, even as we come to the altar of this collection of offering right now,
我们来到这个收奉献的祭坛，
cause our heart to come with the deepest gratitude that we can give something to you.
让我们存着一个感恩的心来奉献。
Just like our children, they have just done a little sketch.
就像我们的孩子，他们画了一个小小的图画。
And they are so excited; they just want to bring that to us.
他们很兴奋，把那个所画的图画要带给我们。
So fill us with gratitude, even as we bring these little gifts before you.
所以主啊，让我们心里充满着感恩，把这一点点的礼物献在你面前。
You said, "Let the little children come."
你是说让小孩子到我面前来。
And so.We come because we are your little children.
主啊，我们来，因为我们是你的小孩子。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
And Lord, as we come, may you lay your hands upon the ears of our heart.
主啊，当我们来的时候，你的手按在我们心灵的耳朵上。
And bless our ears.
祝福我们的耳。
So that we will hear you speaking.
能听你的话语。
We will hear your voice.
听到你的声音。
And then from the depths of our being,
然后从我们灵的深处，
you will also hear our voice.
你也会听到我们的声音，
the voice of love, of gratitude and delight.
是爱你的、感恩的、喜乐的声音。
Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer.
谢谢天父听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Before I start this talk, I want to obey the Lord.
在这一讲之前，我要顺服神。
I should have done that before the first talk. I forgot.
我自己忘了，应该是在第一讲之前做的。
The Lord told me, you need to honor the saints.
主跟我说呢，我需要尊荣神的圣徒。
You know, there are certain people who the Lord brings into your life.
就是在你人生里，神会把一些人带到你面前。
This is all God's design, okay?
这些都是神的设计。
Yeah. He brings them into your life, and then certain things that the Lord wants to get done begins to happen.
神把一些人带到你的生命，然后他要完成的事就完成。
So there are three people here I want to honor today.
所以呢，今天这里有三个人，我要尊荣他们。
Because if they didn't obey God, I would not be here.
因为如果他们没有顺服神，我就不会在这里。
The first person I want to honor is Pastor John.
第一，我要尊荣呢，周牧师。
Because tomorrow I may not get this mic.
因为明天可能没有机会呢，这样说。
Yeah, I want to thank him because he's a man of God.
谢谢主，因为他是一个神的仆人。
And when I don't know who contacted him, whether it was Dave or whether it was Bernard, but they contacted him, and I think he heard God say, "Yeah, let Bob come to your church. He's going to blow it up."
他不晓得是呢 ，Pastor Bernard 还是呢 David Carson 呢跟他联系，然后呢，他也从神聆听了，说好，就让。Bob 来到我们当中。
And I want to thank these two servants of the Lord. They are actually saints of the Lord. One is Bernard, and one is Jill. She's not here. I should have said that in the morning.
我也要谢谢呢，神两位的圣徒，神的仆人Pastor Bernard 跟 Jill， 要谢谢他们。
I've not known them for many years.
我没有认识他们很多年。
But you would think that I know them for many years.
但是你会以为我认识他们很多年了。
That's because what the Spirit of the Lord does to our spirit.
是因为呢，神在灵里面让我们连接。
Did I tell you how I came to know Jill?
有跟大家说我怎么认识 Jill 的吗
？You know.
有一位知道。
Not you.
但很多人不知道。
Some of you know, and some of you don't know.
有些人知道，有些人不知道。
So those of you know, will you tell those who don't know?
所以知道的人告诉那些不知道的。
Okay, I'll tell you the story.
好，我告诉你一个故事哈。
I love telling stories. You know?
我很喜欢讲故事。
I'm a storyteller.
我是个讲故事的人。
Yeah. Some stories are good.
有些故事很
好听。Some stories are not too good, but this one's a good story.
这是个好的故事。
You know, in September of 2010, I had this experience of being taken up to heaven to experience the worship of heaven.
就是去年九月，我被带到天上，就经历到天上的敬拜。
I was up in the, what is called as the Southern Alps of the South Island of New Zealand. New Zealand has got two islands, North Island and South Island. And in between, there's the Tasman Sea, which connects, or it's called the Cook Strait, which connects the Tasman Sea to the Pacific Ocean.
就是呢，我在纽西兰的南部的岛，因为有两个岛嘛，我就在南部那个岛的山上。
So 30 prophets and intercessors felt called to come to a place in the Alps, which was called Arthur's Pass.
So, 呢，我们有三十个呢，先知跟代祷者被呼召，就到一个山上来一起聚集。
And sit at the Lord's feet.
就坐在主的脚前。
We were going to spend 3 days with no agenda.
我们就是三天要聚在那里，没有任何的计划跟那个程序的。
You know what's the meaning of no agenda?
什么叫做呢？没有程序。
There is no program.
就是呢，没有那个节目。
The only program is to hear God.
唯一的节目就是聆听神。
That's easy.
容易吗
？Yeah. So we went there, and as we began to worship the Lord,
当我们开始来敬拜神的时候
，He said, "You cannot enter into the new."
他就说你不能进入新的。
He says, "I am going to do a new thing in New Zealand, but you cannot enter into that."
他说：“我要在纽西兰要做一个新事，但是你们还不能进入这个。
”It's because you got too much baggage.
因为你呢带了太多的行李了。
You're carrying too much baggage. It's going to slow you down.
你太多这些的担子呢，会让你呢走得慢。
Too much of spiritual baggage.
太多呢属灵的担子。
That's not from the Lord.
不是从神来的。
And so we came before the Lord in repentance.
所以我们来到主面前认罪悔改。
And we said, Lord, we want to come with you.Into the new.
主啊，我们愿意来跟你一起进入新的。
The moment we said that, he took us into a new level of worship straight away.
我们一这样说，就带我们进入另一个更高的领域的敬拜。
He wanted us to learn to worship as heaven worships.
他让我们学习像天上一样的敬拜。
And that was the time I was there with those 30 people. I disappeared, not physically, but I just disappeared from what we were doing.
就是呢，就在那个时候呢，我从在三十人当中呢，在林里呢就消失了，被提上去。
People noticed it.
他们也注意到了。
Because I couldn't see anybody in the room.
忽然呢，我什么人都看不见了。
I was caught up into heaven.
就被带到天上。
And I had this experience of the worship of heaven.
就经历到那天上的敬拜。
When I came back to the earth.
当我呢回到地上，在林里回到地上的时候。
And I opened my eyes.
张开我的眼睛。
I saw 29 people looking at me like this.
二十九个人呢，睁开眼睛在看着我。
They said, "What happened?"
发生什么事
？So that was an experience of the worship in heaven.
那那个呢，是经历到天上的敬拜。
In November of 2010.
然后呢，去年十一月。
I think I told you at 3 a.m. in the morning, the Lord woke me up and said, "Write the book."
然后呢，凌晨三点钟，神叫我起来说写那本书。
So I said, "What book?"
我说什么书啊
？I have no book to write.
我没有什么书要写啊。
And he said, "All that you saw and experienced in heaven."
就所有你在天上所看见、所经历到的。
So I started writing the book.
所以就开始写那本书。
I think I'd done about 1 or 2 chapters on worship.
那写了一两章是关于敬拜的。
And then I stopped and said,
然后我就停着想。
How can people worship reading a book?
人家看着一本书怎么敬拜呢
？How can they know the sounds of heaven reading a book?
他们怎么从一本书可以听到天上的声音呢
？They got to hear it.
他们要听到天上的那种的音那个音调。
So I said, we need to make a worship CD that sounds like heaven.
我是需要制作一个敬拜的 CD， 是呢相似的天上那个声音的。
So I began on the task of finding which singer has heard heaven and could make a CD.
我呢就去找哪一个歌者有听过天上的声音，可以呢做这样的 CD。
So I went to YouTube, very famous place. YouTube, you know YouTube.
所以到了有名的 YouTube 去找。
Wonderful place to find music, free of cost.
那个免费的可以找很多的音乐哈。
And I began to listen to worship songs.
我就开始呢听很多的敬拜的诗歌。
To be very honest with you, this is not a figure of speech.
啊，就很老实的说哈，不是比喻。
These are actual figures.
是真实的啊，
I must have listened to 400 songs.
我大概听了400首歌。
On YouTube.
在 YouTube 上。
And nothing sounded like the sounds of heaven.
但是呢，没有一个像我在天上所听到的那些的音乐。
I'm not saying that they were bad songs.
我并不说那些歌不好。
They were nice songs.
那些是很好的歌。
Have you heard the Revelation song?
有没有听过那个启示的歌
？By Kari Kobe. It's a beautiful song.
是个很美的歌。
I love that song.
我很爱这喜爱这个歌。
But it did not give me the sound of heaven.
但是它没有给我呢感觉听到是天上的那个音乐。
And so I said, Lord, I'm frustrated. I can't find anybody who has heard the sound of heaven and can reproduce it on a CD.
我说主啊，我现在找不到任何一个人是听过呢天上的那个音乐，而可以呢把它呢复制在地上。
And you know the Lord is pretty modern. He uses computers also.
你要知道呢，我们的神谁是很先进的，他也会用电脑。
He told me, "Why don't you Google the Song of the Lamb?"
他说，那你就去 Google。Song of the Lamb 这首歌 羔羊之歌
So I know in Revelation chapter 15 you will come across the words the Song of the Lamb and the Song of Moses
那在启示录十五章有讲到呢羔羊的歌还有呢摩西之歌
Now you see my obedience to the Lord, okay?
所以你知道你看我怎么样来顺服神
I go to my computer and I Google Song of Moses
我就上网呢去 Google 呢 Song of Moses 摩西之歌
What does the Lord tell me to Google?
但是主是对我说要
Google, Song of the Lamb
他说 Song of the Lamb 羔羊之歌
I Google Song of the Moses
但是我就去找那摩西之歌去找
So lots of songs of Moses came up
哎，那就呢出现很多的
I must have listened to about 15 or 20 songs on the Song of Moses
就是呢有大概15到20首歌都有提名叫做摩西之歌
Some were very beautiful songs
有些是很美的
But they were not the sound of heaven
但是那不是天上的声音
So finally I had to say okay let's Google Song of the Lamb
后来我说那好啊我去找那个羔羊之歌
So I type Song of the Lamb
我就打出 Song of the Lamb 羔羊之歌
Hit the button
一按
And the most amazing thing happened.
就很奇妙的事情发生。
It never happened after that again.
从此之后呢，就没有再次发生。
I had a whole page of the name Jill Shannon, Song of the Lamb. Jill Shannon, Song of the Lamb.
我一看见呢，整页呢就是 Jill Shannon, Song of the Lamb, 鸠虾能和羔羊之歌。
Now this is a miracle.
这是个神迹。
It was like, have you seen a horse with blinkers?
你有没有看见呢一个
？You know what a blinkers?
一个马。
You know, they put those side guards.
有那个那盖着眼睛的。
So the horse can't see this side or that side. It has to go one way.
那个盖住眼睛的，他可以专心哈，看不见旁边。
The Lord said, if I do anything different, He will keep going somewhere else.
因为神想呢，如果我在
this is a bad horse. You can't bet your money on him.
他怕我那个东奔西跑，所以必须要这样做。
So I click on Jill Shannon. I never heard of Jill Shannon.
我从来没听过 Jill Shannon 啊，我就那按一下。
I never knew she existed.
我不晓得有这样的人。
Remember, we are 2 people and 6 billion people on the face of the earth.
那世界上有61人，我们是其中两个人。
And I went to the website and I.
我就上他的网站。
There's some small clips of songs you can hear.
就可以呢找到他有些歌可以选听一点点。
There was like a 1 minute clip on the Song of the Lamb.
有那个羔羊之歌呢，有一分钟而已。
And it did not impress me at all.
那我听了那没感觉怎么样
？But I didn't give up.
但是我没放弃。
I said I must get the whole CD Song of the Lamb.
我要把整个 CD 啊。
And I was not willing to pay $12.
但是我不愿意付12块钱。
So I went to another website.
就上另外一个网站。
You know, I was afraid that it didn't have what I wanted, so I didn't want to spend $12.
因为我怕等下没有我所要的，我就不愿意白费12块。
So I went to another website called CD Baby. How you like that one?
就看到另外一个网站叫 CD Baby.
And there I got the Song of the Lamb in MP3 quality for $10.
那我就呢可以有 MP3 的买到这个 CD 10块钱。
Now you know MP3 quality is not the best quality.
MP3 的那个品质不是最好的吗
？But my job was to just listen.
但是我只是要听一下试听。
So I downloaded the MP3. I put it onto a disc.
放在一个光盘。
And I went to my sound system at home and I began to play it.
然后就在家里呢播放。
The Song of the Lamb was the first song on that CD.
在这个 CD 的第一首歌就是《羔羊之歌》。
It's 16 minutes long.
16分钟长。
So I'm listening.
所以我在听。
And I'm listening.
在听。
It's like 10 minutes are gone.
10分钟了已经。
I can't find anything of the sound of heaven.
我还没有听到呢，我在天上听到的那个音。
After about 12 minutes of listening into the CD, I decided to shut it off and say, "That's it. There's nothing that I want from here."
我本来就想呢，关掉了，我没有所我要的东西。
So I get up from my sofa, I go to my studio system to press the off button.
我呢就起来呢，要走过去呢，按停。
And the Spirit of the Lord said, "Let it play to the end."
然后呢，圣灵就说呢，让它弹到最后。
So I said, "Okay."
我说好吧。
Went back and sat down.
我又坐下来。
And as she comes to the last 5 minutes of the CD, I begin to hear these multiple choruses.
当他谈到呢最后五分钟呢，我就听到呢很多的这些的声音一起来唱那个副歌。
I said that's what I wanted to hear. There's multiple choruses.
这个就是我要听的，就是许许多多的重重复复重叠的这些的像副歌的这种的。
Now what she's done on the sounds of heaven is a far richer level of multiple choruses than what she did on the Song of the Lamb. But I knew that somebody had the technique.
那么呢，他在呢最新的这个 CD 呢，是所用的这个重叠的很多的这个唱歌在重叠的声音呢，是远超过他在那个 Song of the Lamb 羔羊之歌那里的。
So, at least I found somebody in 6 billion people on the planet that who could do something that sounded like the sounds of heaven.
那至少在61人当中，我找到一个人呢，可以模仿一些我听到的天上的那种的声音。
Now the next job is to how to get her to do the job.
那第二的就是要怎么样呢？让她可以做我要她做的。
So I write this email to this lovely lady.
所以呢，我就 email 给这个姐妹。
And I said, I have had an experience of heaven, and I've heard the worship of heaven, and I've heard your CD. Will you do a project for me?
我说呢，我听过天上的敬拜，也听到了你的 CD， 你愿意呢为我做一个 CD 的计划吗
？3 days later, I get her reply saying no.
三天之后，她说不。
So I don't have the time.
我没时间。
I'm a very busy person.
我是个很忙的人。
I'm a writer.
我是写作的人。
I'm a songwriter.
我也写诗歌。
I'm a speaker at many conferences.
我到处去讲道。
And I'm going to Israel now.
我现在要去以色列。
And when I come back, I have to go to India.
我回来之后我要去印度。
And when I come back from India, I'm going to Israel forever.
我呢从印度回来之后呢，我就永远去以色列了。
I'm sorry. It sounds good, but I can't do it.
他说呢，我听来很不错，但是对不起，我不能帮你了。
So I said, okay.
我说好吧。
Lord, you got to handle this.
我说主啊，你来处理吧。
You asked me to write a book. I'm stuck without a CD. I need a CD for this book.
我说你叫我写书，但是没有这个 CD 呢，我就写不下去了。
I've done my homework. I've listened to 400 songs.
我已经做了我的功课，听了400首歌。
You told me to Google "Song of the Lamb." I done it, and I found the person.
你叫我呢 Google 呢羔羊之歌，我找到人了。
And now she says she doesn't have the time.
然后她说她现在没时间。
So I put Jill Shannon into your hands. You handle her. Boom.
我说呢，把 Jill 交在你手中，你来处理吧。
And God began to work in her heart.
然后呢，神在她心里动工。
You must hear that story from Jill's side, actually.
让她呢自己应该来分享后面一部分。
She felt the Lord pulling at her heart to do this project.
然后呢，她感觉到神在她心里来感动她，她要做这个事情。
Now Jill knows from experience because she's done about 6 to 8 CDs.That by the time she starts the project, where she listens to the lyrics, sorry, I forgot my angel.
It's fine. 没有，他知道，因为他做过6 CD 呢，他知道要制作个新的 CD 呢，他要听那个歌词啊什么。
And by the time the CD actually is pressed and comes out and ready for the market,
啊，那个时间要多长呢？从开始到呢可以出版。
It takes about 8 months.
要八个月。
And because she doesn't have a whole music band, she has to rely on people whom she can ask to come and sing or come and play.
因为她没有自己的乐团，她要呢找一些人，是不是可以来帮她一起来，无论唱啊或者弹呢？
So it depends on whether they are free to come and do it.
要看别人有没有空。
Yeah. So she was thinking, oh God, this is November. If I say, no, by the time she finally answered, it was December.
啊，那个时候我找到她呢，已经联络上已经12月了。
She said, in 10 months' time, I will be in Israel.
他十个月之后呢，他就要搬去以色列住了。
But there's a whole house to be sold and furniture to be bagged and crated and sent to Israel, and then I got ministry in India, and in January she had to go to Israel to do something else there.
但当中呢，要收拾打理家、卖房子，还有呢，又要出去以色列跟印度。
And she said, "Lord, I will obey you, but you've got to make this happen very soon."
他说：“主啊，我要顺服你，但是你必须让这个事情完成。”
And it's been an amazing experience of miracles after that.
所以呢，这个之后呢，就是很奇妙的神迹。
She started writing her lyrics in January.
她从一月开始呢写那个歌词。
By the end of March, we had the CD ready.
那三月呢，我们已经整个 CD 制作好了。
Ready.
完全的制作好了。
Yesterday.
你昨天听到的就是那个 CD.
And she is so surprised because she says, "This is the work of the Lord."
他觉得很惊讶，这是神自己做的。
But more than that, the Lord has brought the two of us together, and we have a very common vision.
那更加的，神把我们两个人连在一起呢，我们有共同的意向。
We both run with the same vision.
我们是同样的看见这个意向，为这个意向而
努力。We seem to be commissioned to handle the same job.
好像呢，我们是被神呼召呢，做同样的事。
And that's what makes us friends actually more in the spirit than anything else.
所以呢，神让我们在灵里面成为朋友。
We seem to understand each other's mind very easily.
我们很容易就了解彼此在想什么。
It's not been a very easy friendship.
并不是说是很容易的一个友谊。
I can be sometimes very hard.
有时呢，我是很强。
I will say, "This is what the Lord says. Do it or forget it."
我就说呢，这是主说的，所以要做，不然就算了。
But you can't talk to a woman like that.
但你不能这样的跟一个女性来说话。
Especially a godly woman.
特别是一个敬虔的妇女。
And she'll come back and tell me, "You need to repent."
她就回来就说，你需要悔改。
You need to say sorry.
你需要跟我道歉。
You can't talk to an American lady like this.
你不能跟一个那美国的姐妹这样说话。
And I learned to say sorry.
那我就学习说对不起。
And our friendship has grown.
作为我们的友谊呢，继续的呢进步。
We have a great love and a great respect for each other.
我们呢彼此呢非常的尊敬
So now you know how I know Jill.
所以我是这样的来认识他。
It's amazing how God brought two people from 6 billion people on this planet and put them together.
很奇妙，神把呢在61人当中把两个人呢这样子连在一起。
Now you know only God can do that.
只有神才能这样做。
Nobody else could do that.
没有人能这样做。
Only He knows that Jill Shannon lives in America. And there's a Bob Mr. lives down in New Zealand.
我有神知道有一个 Jill Shannon 住在美国，有一个 Bob 住在 New Zealand.
And through Jill Shannon, we come to know Bernard.
然后透过 Jill 呢，我就认识呢 Bernard 牧师。
And through Bernard, we come to know others like I don't know whether you heard of Sadhu.
啊，透过了 Bernard 牧师呢，就开始认识了萨杜牧师啊等。
And our friendship in the spirit is beginning to get bigger and enlarged.Because of two people.
所以因为这两个人呢，我的邻里的那些的关系更加的呢扩张。
And now I know Pastor John.
现在可以认识呢周牧师。
And our friendship is getting bigger.
我们的友谊的圈子就越来越扩张。
So this is how God does awesome things.
神就是这样做很奇妙的事。
Like the story?
喜欢这个故事吗
？Okay, let's get back to the talk.
好，现在回到那个主题。
The story is related to this talk. It says, "Aligning our purposes to God's eternal purpose."
这个故事呢，跟我们的主题有关的，就是呢，让我们的 让我们的心与神的心意对齐。
Sometimes He will make our paths cross each other.
有时候他让我们不同的人，我们的脚步就遇见了。
And as we begin to see into the plans of God, we are able to say yes to some very difficult things in life.
当我们看见神的计划的时候呢，我们愿意在人生一些艰难的时候对神说是的。
But the grace of God, which is amazing grace.
但是神的恩典是奇妙的恩典。
Because it always amazes us. Every story amazes us. So it's amazing grace.
他的恩典是奇妙的，每一个故事让我们都很惊讶。
Will always be with us.
他就是永远与我们在一起。
And you know, one of the greatest things that I enjoy as a Christian is to sit down with friends like these.And talk about the things that the Lord is doing in each other's life. It's always so refreshing.
So, 那会很喜欢呢，跟一些好朋友就坐下，彼此听听彼此的故事，神在个人生命里做什么。
Okay, let's see how we can align ourselves and our church to that eternal purpose. The first talk which I gave you at 2:30.
So, 呢早上
that was the eternal purpose. Now we'll see how to align ourselves to that eternal purpose.
所以下午我们是讲到那什么是神永恒的计划。这里呢，我们就要说如何让我们个人还有呢整体做一个教会与神整体的计划来对齐。
Okay, we are living in a time which is unprecedented in history.
现在我们活着的时间是人类历史前所未有的时间。
What's the meaning of that?
是什么意思
？Anybody like to try?
有人愿意来尝试回答这个问题吗
？Unprecedented
是前所未有的时刻。
Never happened before.
从来没有发生过的。
We are seeing things happen which never happened before.
我们现在看见一些是前所未有发生过的事发生。
When I was writing my book,
在我写我的书的时候
，I documented during the whole month of January.
我写下呢，在一月的当中。
When you get the book, you'll see it there.
你可以看那个书，我就列出来。
Every day in the month of January, a certain species of animal or bird began to die.
就是在今年的一月呢，每一天就是有某一类的动物或者鸟类呢开始呢死。
In New Zealand, in Christchurch, just blackbirds just fell from the sky dead.
就是那在纽西兰呢，那些的乌鸦就从天上呢，这样就掉在地上死了。
More than 400 blackbirds, just one species, blackbirds, fell from the sky, dead on the ground.
就是那这一种类的乌鸦，就是天上有就是掉下来死了400。
In another place called the Hawke's Bay.
另外一个地方 Hawke's Bay.
One species of fish called the red snapper.
有一种的。鱼就是那个。
Were found on the beach in the morning in millions dead.
就是有一天呢，在早上就在那个岸上面看见有几百万的就死了。
Scientists were baffled. This happened all over the world.
在全世界呢都有这个事情发生。那个科学家就觉得呢很不可思议。
In Europe, there were pigeons falling from the sky dead.
在欧洲呢，在天上呢有鸽子掉下来死。
In America, on certain beaches, millions of sardines were dead.Just sardines, no other fish, only sardines.
就是呢，在美国的有些海岸上呢，就是呢一种的鱼，就是沙丁鱼，就是在岸上就死了很多很多的。
And every day in January of 2011, one species of bird or fish died.
就是在呢一月的每一天，就是呢有记录呢某一种的鸟类或者呢鱼类呢就开始死了。
And many people were trying to, scientists were trying to give answers, but they said, we just don't know.
那很多的科学家想找不同的答案，到最后他们说，我们不知道为什么。
You know, there are so many species of fish in the sea. Why should that one species die?
就是那个海里面有这么多类的鱼，为什么就是那一类的，就是同时大量的死？
There are so many different birds in the sky. Why should just one species die?
就是那天上也这么多种的飞鸟，为什么就是那一种的飞鸟同时的死？
Now, Pastor John is a PhD in physics. Maybe he'll find the answer.
或许呢，周牧师呢是物理博士，他可能会找到答案。
But it confused lots of scientists.
但是很多的科学就觉得非常的迷惑。
Many of them said we don't know.
他们结果说我们不知道为什么。
We're living in a time which these things never happened before.
我们活在这个时刻是这些从来没有发生过的这样的事情。
God is speaking to us.
其实呢，神在对人说话。
But the world cannot stop and say, Lord, why did this happen? We want to seek your mind.
但是世界没有停下来说，主啊，为什么这个事情发生？我们要寻求你的心意。
We've gone used to doing our life without God.
因为我们习惯了像没有神一样的过自己的生活。
And so we'll never find answers.
所以我们永远的找不到答案。
But everyone wants to know about the future, right?
但是我们每个人都想知道未来的事。
Individual people want to know what's going to happen about their jobs in the next 10 years.
个人来说想知道呢未来十年我的工作前途怎么样。
There was a man in the Old Testament who was very interested in the future, in his future at least.
那么旧约有一个人呢对他自己的未来非常感关心。
That was King Saul.
就是呢扫罗王。
What did he do in order to know the future?
他用什么方法来知道未来呢？
That's the answer. He consulted witches.
他呢就是去找呢那些的。
He wanted to know if he could go into a battle, would he win the battle?
巫婆她就是问到底我要不要去打这个仗。
In our modern world where God is a myth and a joke, how do people go to seek the future?
当在我们现在的世界人都不相信神的时候，他们怎么样去寻求未来的？
They consult what are called spirit mediums.
他们就找一些的灵媒。
Have you not seen in the newspapers?
在报纸上你就看见是。
They advertise in the newspapers.
他们这些灵媒呢，就在报纸上呢，就是有广告。
These are basically witches.
其实这些就是巫婆一样。
Let's see this 1 minute video clip. Let's hope it comes up.
哦，去给大家看一下照片。
Oh, you can't hear the sound.
听不到那个声音。
No, no sense. You won't be able to hear the sound. Yeah, we need a sound cable. Then we can connect.
有没有那个
from my headphone connection into your amplification, then you'll hear the sound. Anyway, by the time it comes, we'll talk. What do the scriptures tell us about our future?
那圣经关于我们的将来是怎么说的呢？
You know, during Jeremiah's time, the Israelites were taken as exiles to Babylon.
在耶利米的时代，以色列人被掳到巴比伦。
And prophets in Babylon began to tell them, revolt and go back to Israel.
那么有些先知就说呢，你们回不了以色列了。
And Jeremiah said, no, if you do that, you'll die.
哦，有些叫他们回去，然后呢，耶利米说不要回去，不然的话你们就死。
He said, in Babylon, God will bless you as you bless the city.
他说呢，你就留在巴比伦，当你祝福这个城，你们就会蒙福。
And then he gave them the scripture, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord.Plans for your good, not to harm you, but plans that will give you a hope in a future.
他就给他们有神的话语说，神说我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，叫你们末后有指望。
Some people obeyed.
有些人顺服。
One of those great men that obeyed and rose up to be a very famous person was Daniel.
有一个顺服了，而后来成为一个很伟大的一个领袖，就是但以理。
And some didn't obey and tried to go back to Israel and they died.
有些人呢就没有听耶利米的话呢，就想自己呢就回以色列呢，后来就路上就死了。
Today the spirit of Babylon fills the whole atmosphere of the Western world.
今天呢，那巴比伦的灵充满了我们西方的世界。
Sometimes we need to understand what the spirit of Babylon is.
我们需要明白什么是巴比伦的灵呢？
It is a spirit that hates God anyway.
这个就是呢恨神的一个灵。
It is a spirit that has infiltrated into our education system.
这个灵呢渗透我们的教育制度。
It is a spirit that has infiltrated into our finance systems.
它也呢是渗透在我们的经济的制度。
It is a spirit that is infiltrated into our business systems.
这个灵也渗透我们的那个商业的制度。
Some time back, I had gone to a bank in New Zealand.
就是前阵子呢，我去一个银行在纽西兰。
For the first time in my life, I saw in a New Zealand bank a huge statue of an Indian god.
我第一次的在纽西兰的那个银行的门口看见那个很大的一个印度神的一个偶像。
And typically in my nature, I go and confront the bank manager.
那我就去找那个银行经理。
I told him, "Is this a bank or is this a temple?"
我说这个是个银行还是个庙啊
？So he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You've got a statue there outside, a big, huge statue of an Indian god."
为什么在银行的门口放一个这么大的那个印度偶像
？So I said, "When did my bank become a temple?"
啊，什么时候我的银行变成一个庙啊
？He said, "Oh, you don't understand this. That is the symbol of prosperity."
他说啊，你不明白，这个是呢繁荣的一个代表，一个象征。
And he says, "Your bank works for prosperity."
你的银行是为了繁荣丰盛来工作的。
So this is our new symbol.
所以这个就是我们新的那个象征。
Can you understand and see the spirit of Babylon?
所以你看，这个是巴比伦。
It is so subtle.
是这样的，很隐秘的进入。
It is so deceiving.
是呢，一个欺哄的。
Brought the entire bank and its members under its power and under its control because of one stupid bank manager.
就是因为一个愚昧的一个经理人，就把整个银行跟所有的这些雇员呢，就在他的灵的辖制底下。
And that bank manager was a Christian.
而且这个的银行经理林，他是个基督徒。
I've seen him in church sometimes.
在教会我见过他。
And so I didn't let him go.
所以呢，我就不放过他。
Confronted him in his house.
我就到他家里跟他谈。
I'm a rascal of a fellow.
可以说呢，我是这样。
When I get angry in the spirit, I will go after you.
所以呢，如果灵里如果很生气的时候，我就是抓住不放。
Because I knew him.
因为我认识他。
As a Christian who attended the same church, I said I'll go to his house and talk to him.
因为是同一个教会的，所以我就到他家里跟他谈。
Finally, the story came out.
所以最后呢，故事出来是这样的。
He said it's the policy of the bank board of directors.
他说这个是我们整个银行的那个那个大会那个什么那个头头那个会所决定下来的。
Either I obey the directors or lose my job.
我必须呢要顺服呢我整个银行那个头的决策，不然的话我就没有工作了。
So we are coming into that age where this is the problem that we are going to face as Christians.
所以我们进入呢这样的世代呢，我们作为基督徒就要面对这样的问题。
Each one of us in our sphere of work or sphere of influence or sphere of education, we are going to come up against the spirit of Babylon.
无论在你所工作的，所以你所处的环境当中，你发现你都要面对这个巴比伦的灵。
I'll give you another example. One of my neighbors is a school teacher.
在另外一个例子呢，我一个邻居呢，他是个老师。
She's a Catholic.
他是个天主教徒。
Charismatic.
是一个灵恩的啊。
Now, charismatic is like a new class of Catholics.
是呢，另一类的天主教徒。
They pray in tongues.
他们也用方言祷告。
So anyway, she told me.You know, the other day we got an email. All the teachers that teach religious education got an email.
所以呢，他说呢，他收到一个email， 就是所有教宗教教育的老师都收到这个电邮。
So I said, "Who sent you this email?"
我说谁把这个电邮发给你
？She said, "The head of the department."
就是说呢，教育部长。
So she said, "No, no, not the head of my department. The head of the educational department."
他说不只是我宗教教育部长，是整个教育部长。
And the email said.You shall not teach about hell anymore because it is an act of terrorism.
他说：“你从现在开始呢，不能教育呢有关地狱，因为这个是一个恐怖分子的行动。”
So can you see how it is working its ways through educational systems?
所以你看，这巴比伦灵渗透在教育制度里。
After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven with great authority, and the earth was illumined.With his glory.
这时之后呢，我又看见一个大的天使，从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。
Wow, you did all that. You're an amazing man.
很棒。
You got people like this, you know, just awesome. Pastor John, you're blessed with great people.
Really good. 周牧师，你教会有很多很棒的人。
We'll put the sound later, okay? We'll just get through the talk. Yeah. So Revelation 18:2. And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great.
然后十八章一节启示录二节，他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了。”
She has become a dwelling place of demons, and a prison of every unclean spirit, and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird.
成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴。对。
For all the nations have drunk of the wine.Of the passion of her immorality. And the kings of the earth have committed acts of immorality with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality. Now you know why there's so much of pornography on the internet.
所以你现在明白为什么在网上有这么多的黄色的内容。
If you do not install what they call like a net nanny,
如果你不放这些的
，it just gets into your computer.
它都会跑进来。如果你没有一些拦住这些的材料，所以你要很小心上网。
I spent $200 on a software so that it blocks out all that information.
我花了200块买软件，没有这些的污秽的东西进来。
And still, sometimes it is able to bump that out and get in.
还是有时候呢，他也跑出来。
It is an aggressive spirit.
所以呢，这个是呢，很那个很猛烈的灵。
This is the spirit of Babylon that we face today.
这个就是我们今天所面对的巴比伦的灵。
Revelations 18:4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues."
我又听到天上有声音说：“我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。”
For her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities.
因她的罪恶滔天，她的不义，神已经想起来了。
To follow the spirit of this world is to worship the Babylonian spirit.
我们跟着这世界的灵，就是敬拜、服侍这个巴比伦的灵。
If we find ourselves more interested in seeing certain kinds of TV programs rather than spending our time in personal prayer, and we dodge our personal prayer in order to see that TV program, then the spirit of Babylon is working in our life.
如果呢，你发现你爱看某些的电视节目，过于呢来花时间亲近主，甚至呢你为了要来看那些电视节目呢，把原来亲近主的时间挪开了，那你就是已经受这个巴比伦的灵所影响。
If we find that we don't like to attend church and rather do something else, then we know the spirit of Babylon is attacking us.
如果你发现呢，你宁愿做别的事情而觉得不愿意去教会，这个巴比伦的灵已经在攻击你了。
And we must be very alert to the spirit.
我们对这个灵要非常的警觉。
The word of God tells us very clearly, "Come out of her."
神的话语很清楚地说，你要从她出来。
And we must be diligent to find out where in our life does the influence of the spirit of Babylon take place.
我们要很勤奋地来查验，来找出在我们的生命里哪一个方面，这个巴比伦的灵在影响我们。
Unfortunately, many churches are following this spirit.
很可惜呢，很多教会就在跟随这个灵。
Let's see how.
怎么样跟随呢
as part of my nature as a prophet.
就是呢，作为呢一个先知啊，我一个习惯。
I like to visit churches.
我喜欢呢去拜访不同的教会。
I like to go to their services and listen.
我去参加不同的聚会去听。
What is being shared with these people?
到底呢，在讲台上呢，跟神的百姓分享的是什么
？I'll give you one simple example. This is the biggest church of New Zealand.
我就讲一个例子，这是呢在纽西兰最大的教会。
By biggest, I mean it has large memberships.
那它就是我大意思说呢，它的会众最多。
And it has branches throughout New Zealand.
而且呢，在整个纽西兰都有很多的分会。
I'll try not to give you names.
我不要把名字跟大家说。
Because I don't want you to go onto Google and find them.
不要上网去找。
We just need to know something of what's happening.
就是你知道现在发生什么事。
I knew the senior pastor of that church.
我认识呢这个教会的主任牧师。
He's a godly man.
他是个敬畏神的人。
I think even the pastor's a godly man.
我想呢，大部分的牧师都是敬畏神的人。
And I told him, Pastor, can you talk? This was the senior pastor I was talking to. So I told him, can you talk to the main pastor and ask him that at the end of his Sunday service, can he give us 15 minutes more to pray for our nation in New Zealand?Because we know that at the Sunday service there are 10,000 people in the church and 10,000 voices crying out to God for the nation. So he said, I'll try, but I can't guarantee.
So 呢我就跟主任牧师说你可不可以跟教会的主要的牧师要求在主日崇拜之后呢有15分钟可以为我们的国家来祷告。因为呢教会有一万的人呢一万的声音向神来呼求呢是很大的力量。然后呢主任牧师说我试试看吧但我不能保证。
So 1 week later, I met him and asked him, "What did your pastor say to you?"
我一个星期之后，我说你的牧师怎么说啊
？He said, "The pastor said nobody will touch my Sunday program."
他说没有人能够摸我的主日的那个安排。
So I asked him, "Even Jesus Christ?"
我说甚至耶稣基督吗
？He said, "Yes."
他说是的。
Even Jesus Christ cannot touch his Sunday program.
甚至耶稣基督不能改他的。主日的安排。
I don't want to run down the church.
我不是呢，批评这个教会。
But when the pastor thinks this is his kingdom,
但是呢，当那个牧师认为呢，这个是他的国
，not the kingdom of the Lord，
不是神的国。
When he doesn't see himself as a servant in that place to follow the Lord，
他不再看见自己是神的仆人，要跟随主。
Then there's something wrong.
那就有问题了。
There is something wrong.
真是有问题了。
And this has happened not just in that one church, in many large churches. When I say large, they have large congregations, 15,000, 10,000, 5,000, large congregations in some of the churches. And I go and I listen to those services. I do it not because I want to criticize. I'm a prophet of the Lord, and I want to listen. Is the voice of the Lord being said here?
所以我作为神的一个仆人先知我是讲神的话语哈。当我真的不只是在这个教会当我去不同的教会很多的人数蛮众多的一万五千一万这些的教会去听听到底在那里传讲什么
One of the church not very far from my house it's very easy to drive there
所以另外一个呢靠近我家的一个教会
We went for the Sunday service there must have been about 5,000 people in the church
那个教会大概有五千个人吧
And they had this wonderful praise and worship time.
那主日呢就很好的敬拜的时间。
And before the pastor could deliver the word, the pastor came up and said, "We got to talk about budgets today."
然后呢，当牧师还没有呢来讲道之前呢，那牧师就上来说，今天我们要讲一下我们的经济预算。
And up on the big screen came the budget of the church.
然后呢，在那上面呢就呢打出整个教会的经济预算。
And the budget was $15 million.
然后呢，就是五千万。
Isn't that great?
很大的数字啊。
And nowhere in the budget I could see any expense kept for evangelization.
而呢，我看呢，整个经济预算当中呢，没有任何一项呢是为了传福音的。
It was for equipment.
都是呢要买一些仪器。
It was for $1 million is kept aside for the pastor's new boat.
然后呢，100万呢是呢分别出来呢是为了牧师那个新的船。
There was money to build a new school.
还有呢，钱要盖一个新的学校。
But there was nothing which said we were going to spend on the people of God.
但是没有任何的呢，写着是要来帮助神的子民的。
And I went there for all the 4 Sundays of the month, and every Sunday it was the same talk about giving to make that $15 million.
然后呢，我去了连续四个星期呢，他都是每个星期就是呢，要大家要达到这个经济预算。
Finally, on the last Sunday, I reached my limits.
所以最后一个主日呢，我就受不了了。
They had put up that in order to reach the $15 million by the end of the year, each family had to give so many $1,000 to make up that $15 million.
One five. 哦，是15哈，1500万。他说呢。如果我们要呢在年要达到这个1500万的这个经济预算呢，那每一个家庭呢要呢给多少才能达到这个预算
？I think the spirit of Babylon was there.
我认为呢，这个巴比伦的灵在那里。
You know, sometimes as a prophet, you come into a very hard place.
有时呢，做一个先知，你到一个很不容易的那个情况。
Like yesterday, we heard about Elijah.
你就想到那以利亚。
He goes and confronts the king.
他就来。
Tells him his sins.
他就来面对呢那个君王呢，告诉君王他的罪在哪里。
And then he tells him, "If you don't change, I'm going to shut the heavens up."
他就说，如果你不改变的话呢，我就叫天闭塞不下雨。
We've reached that stage where we need prophets who can do that.
当我们已经到了这样的地步，我们就需要呢有这样的先知能做这样的事。
Who could confront a nation with its sins and say, "You're going to face drought"?
可以呢，与一个来指责一个国家的罪，而警告，如果不悔改的话，神的审判临到。
I know. Last night, after I heard that speech, and I went to the Lord. I said, "Lord, when will I become like Elijah?" And you listen to the words of my voice and say, "Shut the heavens, O Lord, and you will shut it." And I will say, "Let the rains come down, Lord, and you let the rains come down."
我呢就跟神说，主啊，到什么时候呢？我可以像以利亚这样的，当我你会这样的听祷告说，主啊，那个天必再不下雨就不下雨，天再下雨就下雨。
Lord's answer came so quickly back to me.
神就很快速的回答我。
He said, "When you have a relationship with like I and Elijah have." I will listen to you.
当你跟我的关系像以利亚跟我的关系的话，我就听你了。
So I'm getting there.
所以呢，我现在呢，慢慢就往这个。
So one day in my prayer time, I see the Lord with this plumb line, and he's bouncing it like this.
有一天祷告，我看见神拿着那个准绳跳跳这样。
When I see the plumb line, I'm always afraid because I know what it means.
到每次看见这个准绳，那我就害怕，我知道是什么意思。
Either he's measuring my sins.
他是不是在那来衡量我的罪
？I'm not aligned with his holiness.
就是呢，我有罪呢，跟他的圣洁呢不对。
Or he's about to measure something that's going to have a problem.
还是呢，他要衡量呢什么不对的东西
？Amos 7:7 says, "This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand."
他有指示我一件事，在亚摩斯书7:7，有一道墙是按准绳建筑的，主手拿准绳站在其上。
And the Lord asked me, "What do you see, Amos?"
耶和华对我说，亚摩斯，你看见什么
？A plumb line, I replied.
我说看见准绳。
Then the Lord said, "Look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel."
主说我要吊起准绳在我民以色列中。
I will spare them no longer.
我必不再宽恕他们。
That's a serious word.
这是很严肃的话。
Now look what I did to that scripture.
当我在研究这个经文。
It says, "Look, I'm setting a plumb line among my people, my bride."
如果我们另外的读哈，我要吊起准绳在我的。
And I will spare her no longer.
我要吊起我的准绳在我的民、我的心腹中，我必不再宽恕他。
Did you get that?
你听到吗？
Nobody's saying anything to me.
你们大家都不说话哈。
When the Lord takes the plumb line and begins to measure His churches, this is what's going to happen.
当神吊起他的准绳来衡量他的子民的时候，这个事情就会发生。
Now you say, "Bob, you're becoming a very harsh preacher."
你可能说 ，Bob， 你现在讲到太严厉了吧
？What did Jesus say about His bride?
但是耶稣关于他的心腹，他怎么说呢？
Matthew 25:1 says, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be compared to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom."
马太福音25:1，那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
I want you to look at the scripture very carefully.
很仔细的来看这个经文。
Jesus is not talking about people who don't know him.
耶稣不是谈关于不认识他的人。
He's talking about brides meeting a bridegroom.
他是讲到新娘来迎接新郎。
5 of them were foolish and 5 of them were prudent.
五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
But the prudent took oils in flasks along with their lamps.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿中。
Now while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep.
新郎食宴的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
But at midnight there was a shout, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps.
那些童女就起来收拾灯。
And the foolish said to the prudent, "Give us some of your oil; our lamps are gone out."
愚拙的聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
But the prudent answered, "No, there will not be enough for us and for you too. So go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves."
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了。
And those who were ready went with him to the wedding feast.
那预备好了的同他进去坐席。
And the door was shut.
门就关了。
Later, the other virgins came, also saying, "Lord, Lord, open up to us."
其的童女随后也来了，说：“主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
”But he answered, "Truly, I say to you, I don't know who you are."
他却回答说：“我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
”So this is Jesus who saying.To some of his brides, "I don't know who you are."
这是耶稣对他其中一些的心腹说，我不认识你们。
The word of God says 50%, that is 5 out of 10 virgins of the bride, is not in line with God's plumb line.
神的话语这里说呢，有50%的他的子民，就是有五个童女，是他的心跟神的心意是没有对齐的。
Am I preaching too hard?
我所说的是太严厉了吗？
This is what Jesus said, not me.
是主所说的，不是我说的。
Here's a story about how apostasy is taking place in America.
这里呢是有一个关于那个在美国怎么样叛逆的灵现在在运行嘛。
There's a new religion come out. It's called Chrislam.
现在一个新的宗教出来了，叫基督回教。
And we have.
Chrislam.
What is Chrislam? It's a mixture of Christianity and Islam.
什么是 Chrislam 呢？就是呢，基督教跟回教的混合。
And the newspaper report said it is spreading like wildfire.
他们说现在他那个报纸的报道说，那他如草那个火在草原呢，那发展的是非常快。
Yes, one of the words said by a particular pastor. He said, "Before we shake your hand," he's telling the Muslim, whatever he's called, the priest.Before we shake your hand in responding to your letter, we ask forgiveness of the All Merciful One.
甚至呢，有一个美国有名的牧者呢，他在回答回教社群的说呢，他说我跟你握手之前来回应你的信之前，我要请求那全怜悯者的饶恕。
And this particular person said it is Rick Warren. He is the founder pastor of the Saddleback Community Church in California.
他是呢，标杆人士很有名的牧师。
What really caught my attention is to who he's asking forgiveness from.
他到底是跟谁来请求饶恕
？The All Merciful One is not Jesus Christ.
他不是呢，向耶稣基督请求饶恕。他说是全怜悯者。
Who is this All Merciful One?
谁是这个全怜悯者
？Anybody knows the answer?
你知道这个全怜悯者是谁
Good, Allah.
是那回教徒他们所拜的神。
He's asking forgiveness. A Christian pastor is asking forgiveness from Allah.
是这个基督徒的牧师向阿拉神求饶恕。
The All Merciful One, according to the Muslims, is Allah, not Jesus Christ.
根据呢回教徒那个全怜悯者呢，不是耶稣基督，是他们的神名的名字阿拉。
And this is what we see.In the words of Jesus and in the book of Revelation, that apostasy will precede the apocalypse.
这个就是呢，在福音书还有呢启示录，耶稣自己也说，在呢最后末世之前会有人背叛。
Do you know what's apostasy mean?
什么是这个悖逆背叛呢
？Apostasy is denying your faith.
就是呢否定不认你的信仰。
We are to ask forgiveness from the God.Of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, we have to ask forgiveness from Jesus Christ.
我们是要向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，向主耶稣基督来请求饶恕。
But we deny our faith, and we are asking forgiveness from Allah.
但是呢，如果我们向阿拉神来求饶恕的话，我们其实是在否认我们的信仰。
See, that is apostasy.
这个呢，就是呢，来悖逆的事。
So here we have seen how churches.When matched against the plumb line of God, have gone astray.
所以呢，当我们的教会与神的准绳来对一下的时候，发现我们很多已经离开了他的标准了。
And therefore, for a church and for us as individuals, if we want to know, and God puts the plumb line on our life, is it aligned to God's purposes?
所以我们要知道，如果神把他的准绳放在我们的个人或者我们教会的当中，我们到底是不是跟他的准绳可以呢一致？我们怎么知道是不是跟他一致？
If our individual plans and purposes and our plans and purposes of our church flows into God's eternal purpose, then we know our plumb line is straight.
如果我们个人还有我们教会的那个计划跟目的呢，是跟神永恒的计划是一致的，那我们就知道呢，我们是合乎他那个准绳的那个标准。
If it's not aligned to God's eternal purpose, then we are not in alignment.
如果我们是与神的永恒的计划没有对准的话，那我们就是错位啊。
And this is the urgent message that Jill and I strive at any cost to give, is to call the bride of Christ to come into alignment with God's end time purpose.
所以这个呢是 Jill 跟我一个非常迫切的信息，要呼召基督的心腹要进入与神永恒的计划，要一个对准的情况。
And we thank you. We thank the pastor of this church. We thank all of you that you have allowed us this opportunity to share something which is very dear in our hearts.
所以我们谢谢这里的教会还有弟兄姐妹呢，让我们有机会分享呢在我们的心里觉得非常迫切的信息。
You all know about the earthquake in the city of New Zealand.
大家都知道呢，纽西兰呢那个地震。
I went there to be a comfort to the people.
那我就去地震的城去安慰当地的人。
One of my close friends who he works in a hospital.
我一个好朋友在医院里面工作。
And he told me the most amount of people sit in the traumatic section because they're traumatized by this earthquake.
他说呢，最多那些是受这个地震而震撼震荡的人是什么人呢？
Many of them have no hope.
他们很多人就觉得没有盼望了。
They don't know what to do.
不晓得要做什么。
He has an opportunity to pray with them and to lead them to Christ.
他说呢，他就有机会跟这些呢受惊恐惊吓的人呢为他们祷告，带领他们信主。
But he says, my greatest problem is after I lead them to Christ, I can't put them in a church.
但是我最大的问题，当我带他们决志之后呢，没办法带他们去教会。
Because the church doesn't want them.
因为教会不愿意接受这些人。
So where will they go?
所以他们去哪里呢？
So the wolves will get them.
那个狼就会得着他们了。
One of my friends told the pastor, "Don't you think if we came and repented before the Lord for our sins, because the church, this city has gone so far away from the Lord, that God would spare the city from these earthquakes?" And he said, "Why should we repent?"
那我一个朋友对牧师说呢，他说你想一下，如果我们为着我们的城市认罪悔改，为了城市这样的离弃神的道，如果我们认罪悔改，或许神会不会让这样的地震临到我们。然后牧师就说，为什么我们需要认罪悔改？
See, repentance is linked to letting our hearts be aligned to God's purposes.
这个悔改呢，就是呢让我们的心回转，要与神那个末世的心意呢跟呼召对准。
If a city had to come together and say, "Lord, we repent because we have sinned against you, we've gone away from you, and Lord, we ask for your mercy," God would bring mercy.
如果我们来到神面前做一个诚实说，主啊，我们离弃你，我们得罪了你，犯罪，求你来饶恕，求你怜悯，那神就会怜悯。
In November of 2010,I attended a conference which we have every year in November. It's called the National Days of Prayer.
2010年11月呢，我参加一个大会呢，就是我们的一年的那个全国的祷告会。
And I gave a prophetic word saying that God is going to visit Christ Church again.
那当时呢，我就有个先知的话语说神会再次的造访 Christ Church。
I said he will shake that city again.
神会再一次的震动这个城。
Now, September of 2010, we had a 7.1 earthquake.
因为呢，其实呢，去年的九月我们已经有一个7.1的地震了。
In Christchurch itself.
就在那 Christ Church.
Many buildings broke and fell down.
也有很多的建筑物倒下来。
But nobody died.
但没有人死。
Not a single death.
没有一个人死。
And that's the time we called the pastors to have a repentance service, and they said, "Why should we repent?"
那当时我们就是召集牧师来要认罪悔改。那个时候牧师就说：“为什么我们需要认罪悔改？”
Remember, we had this conference, and the Lord told me, "I will visit Christ Church the second time."
那么十一月我们有这样的祷告大会的时候呢，神就对我说：“我也说出来，就说我会再次的造访。”
With fear and trembling, I gave that prophetic word.
当时呢，我心里呢是战惊的来释放这个先知话语。
In February 11th, 2011, so this year, February 11th.
那到今年二月十一号。
We had a 5.6 earthquake.
我们今年有五点六度的。
We had more than 170 people dead.
在同一个地方那个地震，但是我们有超过170个人死亡。
Who's the Lord of the earthquake?
谁是地震的主宰？
We had a 7.1 earthquake and nobody died, but a warning was given.
去年的 7.1 度的地震，但是呢没有人死，但是呢那个警告已经出来了。
Neither the churches cared to repent nor call anybody to repentance.
教会自己没有悔改，也不愿意呢召聚人悔改。
6 months later, we have a 5.3 earthquake and we have more than 170 deaths.
那六个月之后呢，五点三度的地震却有170多人死亡。
So that's the story of what happens when we are not aligned.
所以呢，当我们呢没有跟神的心意对准的时候，那些事情就发生。
Jesus said in Matthew 24, "As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man."
所以耶稣呢，在马来福音24章说呢，在挪亚的日子如何，人子来的时候也是如何。
For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking.Marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark.
So, 当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
Now, you see, I marked some of those lines.
你知道，我就
underline them.
三十八节呢，我就把它呢画起来。
Do they speak to you anything?
他们对你说话吗
？What do they tell you?
他们告诉你什么？
It looks like a very common thing. We got to eat, we got to drink, we got to marry. We got to get our children married. Looks very common stuff.
那这是很普遍的事情吗？普通的事情吗？要吃跟喝、结婚等。
But research into that word told me something else.
但当我呢在研读研究这个字句的时候，它的
Yeah. This is what it means.
那个意思是这样的，三十八节。
Used here for eating signifies eating.After the manner of brute beasts, they indulge themselves in a brutish way in gluttony and drunkenness. And it was certain from the account given to them in Genesis chapter 6, verse 2, and Genesis chapter 6, 4, that they entered into unlawful marriages and unclean sexual acts with demons. All these denote a course of sitting, a constant practice of these sins of intemperance and lust, which is still more fully expressed in the next clause.Until the day that Noah entered the ark.
原来那三十八节的意思呢，讲到那个吃那个字哈，其实是讲到呢，像一些呢野兽一样吃的那种样子，就是完全的呢没有那个限制的啊，那个来吃那个贪婪的吃啊喝啊。特别呢是在呢启示录创世纪六章二节六章四节呢，就讲到他们呢进入呢那个不合法不合神心意的那个婚姻，还有呢跟那些邪灵一些呢邪淫的那些的性交。这里呢讲到呢是他们是这样的犯罪，而且是持续的这样的犯罪，没有任何的约束跟那个情欲就到下一段就说直到。一直到呢挪亚进入方舟的日子都这样。
Now you may think, how can we can have sexual acts with demons?
那你可能说，我们怎么可能呢跟邪灵有淫乱呢？
But Genesis chapter 6 verse 2 and Genesis chapter 6 verse 4 are accounts of a race of people called the Nephilim.
但是呢，在创世纪六章二节、六章四节讲到呢，有一种人叫呢尼弗利人。
Who were a people who were half demon and half man?
他是呢半邪灵半人。
They were frightening people.
是非常可怕的一种。
And they still roam the earth because they are their children are still somewhere in our midst.
那他在世上，他们的儿女还在我们的当中的。
How can an individual bride and a corporate bride know their calling?
那我们个人还有呢整体的基督的心腹怎么样来知道神对我们的呼召？
The prophetic word leads and guides us.
就是呢，神先知的话语会引领我们。
It's very important that the church grows and develops the prophetic word.
就是呢，教会呢在先知话语上呢要成长。
Let's see 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 10 to 20.
就是彼得后书一章十到二十。
Okay, can you read it in Chinese? Because it's a long passage, I'll not put it up.
Okay, yeah. 2 Peter
2.
And 20-20. 我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们，因为知道我们脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示的，并且我要尽心竭力使你们在我去世以前时常纪念这些事。我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从歪谬捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣，从他父神的尊荣尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大光中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。我们同他在圣山的时候亲自听这声音从天上出来，我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随思意解说的。
Okay, I want to summarize that long passage that you read.
我就呢总结呢这十节的圣经。
It first says, make your calling and election sure.
他就说呢，你要在你所蒙的恩召和拣选上坚定不移。
Let the prophetic word be your guiding light.
让呢先知的预言成为引导你的明灯。
Let the prophets speak that word to you.
让先知们把话语对你们说。
Make sure what your prophetic destiny is as an end-time bride.
要确知你的先知性的命定，就是一个末世的心腹。
By prophetic destiny, this is what is meant.
当我说那先知性的命定，我的意思是说
，discern your calling and assignment in the end-time protocol of the Lord's return to the earth as the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords.
他说呢，就是在呢主第二次回来，作为地上万主之主、万王之王，主第二次回来的当中，你在当中，在末世的那个次序，末世的这个次序的当中，你的呼召跟你分配给你的任务。
Yeah, as the bride of the Lord Jesus, it means take your place beside Him in the assignments He has specifically.For you, pertaining to his return and the setting up of his kingdom on the earth in all its dimensions of social, political, economic, and spiritual.
他说：“作为呢基督的信徒呢，意思就是说呢，你要呢，在你的位置上站住，就是呢，在他分配给你很精准给你个人的给你的那些的。”责任，这些责任是关乎他回到地上来设立他的王国在地上，在每一个方面，无论是社会、政治、经济灵界各方面
So this is like homework.
所以呢，这是一个功课。
You've got to get together and pray and seek the Lord.
所以你要呢走在一起，一起来寻求主。
We cannot rely on, let's say, the founder of the church.
我们不能说依靠呢以前教会的创办人。
Let's suppose that founder came from another country and he established a church and then he went away.
那可能呢那个创办人呢是从其他国家来，他设立的教会，他又离开了。
And now it's like 100 years later.
现在500年之后了。
A I'm just giving you an example.
我就这个比喻啊，就说。
We need to seek the word of God now.
我们现在要寻求现在神的话语。
What is the Lord saying to you as amazing grace?
神对佳恩教会说什么？
He has a specific purpose and role for you in the city of Vancouver.
他在温哥华对你们是有个特定的位置跟心意。
He has a specific role and purpose for you as a church in this world.
他对你在这个世界上啊，对这个教会是个特定的角色跟心意。
We need to let the prophetic word guide the church into its purposes.
要先知的话语来带领你进入呢神的心意。
The Spirit and the Bride they work together to accomplish the end time protocol.
所以圣灵与心腹是一起。来成就他末世的啊那个任务，按着次序一步步的。
This word protocol may sound very strange, right?
啊，这个字哈，次序、规矩或者礼节吧。
Remember, I talked to you about protocol in the morning.
他早上呢就提到这个字哈，啊，下午。
Yeah, I told you, you elect your government, but you cannot walk into parliament and say what you want to say.
就刚才好像我下午说，你虽然呢啊。投票选出你的政府，但是你不可能自己呢走进国会来说话。
There's a protocol that has to be followed.
它是有个次序的，有一个规矩的。
Same way as church, we just don't come every Sunday and do what we feel like and go home.
我们做一个教会也不是呢随着自己的心意，每个礼拜天来做我们要做的事就回家。
This is not a club.
这个不是一个俱乐部。
Like-minded people come together and have a good time together and go home.
就是呢，有同样兴趣的人走在一起，那享受一下，然后又走了。
You are a bride of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你是基督耶稣的心腹。
And as a bride, he expects you to do certain things in a certain way.
所以，做基督耶稣的心腹，他是期待呢你做某一些的事情，而是按着他的那个次序方式来做。
That's called protocol.
那这些呢，就是那个次序那个。规矩或者理解。
On the practical side, it means motivating and moving the corporate body to pray, to plan, and to pursue or to execute the end-time assignments as a bride who works along with heaven for the return of the bridegroom.
所以呢，在实际方面呢，我们就是要推动呢整体的身体要祷告，要计划，而且还要实行。神给我们的托付，作为呢基督的心腹与我们的新郎一起来完成他的心意。
It means joining heaven's activity of worship, warfare, and intercession.
也是呢要参与在天上的敬拜征战跟代祷。
You see, the purpose of creating that CD by Jill, Sounds of Heaven, which follows the teaching.Of the book which I have written, Worship, Warfare, and Intercession, it's very important to understand that.
那为什么我请就制作了那个 CD 配合我这本书呢？
Now you might have already noticed that it's a very different CD from most worship CDs.
它这个 CD 跟其他的 CD 有一个独特的点。
Have you noticed that?
你有发现吗？
It's not like the usual kind of CDs.
跟一般的 CD 不一样。
Where you have a song.And then you have a chorus, then you have another verse, and another chorus.
不是说呢，歌词，然后副歌，又另一节的歌词，副歌，不是这样。
Then you have the instruments playing their part of the music.
然后呢，就是呢，乐器呢，又弹一下。
There are multiple choruses, and each of those choruses are actually sung by different creatures in heaven.
其实呢，是同时。有重叠的很多的声音，而呢，重叠的一层一层的声音呢，是在天上的不同的活物或者使天使哈来唱的。
They have a purpose in singing their choruses.
而呢，他们唱他们的那一部分呢是有目的的。
And their purpose is to motivate the Lamb to break the seals.
而他们唱这些歌的动机呢，就是让羔羊来打开这个书卷，打开这个印。
And when the lamb is motivated enough, he'll start breaking those seals.
当羔羊是这样的
on the scroll,
被感动的时候，他就会揭开那些的印。
Now you heard yesterday Jill say that the scroll was the title deed of the earth.
昨天呢，就也讲到呢，这个书卷呢，就是呢，这个 地球哈地的那个产权书。
See, that is the power of our worship.
所以这个就是呢我们敬拜的那个力量。
We all said we want the Lord to return.
但我们都说我们渴望耶稣基督回来。
I tell you, heaven doesn't know his date because only the bride knows it.
我可以说呢，天上不晓得那个日期，只有新妇才知道。
I said, when the bride makes herself ready, the bridegroom will come.
因为呢，当新妇预备好了，新郎就来了。
One way for us to get ready is to learn to worship as heaven worships.
来预备主的再来呢，就是呢效法天上的敬拜。
Because as we worship as heaven, we are going to move the Lamb to start breaking the seals.
因为当我们呢效仿啊天上的敬拜呢，我们就会啊感动羔羊打开那些印。
And when he begins to break the seal, his time to return of the earth gets closer and closer.
当他揭开那些印的时候，他回来的日子就越来越接近。
That's why the CD is not just a nice fun thing.
所以呢，那个 CD 不就就是一个好玩的 CD.
There's an awesome teaching behind that whole CD.
在整个 CD 的背后有一个很丰富的教导。
There are roles for everybody in the church that have to sing their verses to the Lord.
在呢教会每一个人都有他要扮演的角色，他们需要唱他们那一部分的歌。
If you notice when you go to Revelation chapter 4 and 5, that The elders sing their verses.
就是呢，如果你看呢《启示录》四五章呢，长老二十四位长老也唱他们的啊经文啊那个话语。
And it means that when we meet as church, the elders have to sing their song too.
所以你要知道呢，当我们做一个教会聚在一起的时候呢，长老也要唱他们那一部分的歌。
You will notice that in Revelation 4, it is the elders who lift the bowls of incense, which is the prayers of the people.
你看见呢，在启示录四章呢，是那些长老呢，把那些香炉，就是圣徒的祷告呢，举起的。
So when the elders of the church begin to lift up the intercession of this church, God's going to be so pleased.
所以当这里的长老呢，把教会的祷告举起的时候呢，神会非常喜悦。
And all this is part of your worship. It's happening in worship.
这个呢，都是呢你敬拜里所进行的。
Worship is not singing three songs or four songs, which is up there, but and feeling pretty good about it. I mean, I like the songs and I like the worship, but we got to go beyond that.
那个敬拜不只是说呢，就唱几首歌，虽然呢很好，但是呢要更深。
When we come to worship, at the back of our mind is we are joining heaven to move the Lamb closer to breaking the seals.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们要想到呢，我们现在是跟天上一起，我们在背后一定要有这个思想。当我们敬拜的时候，我们是跟天上来一起敬拜，来推动羔羊，来开揭开这些的印，以致他回来的日子更靠近。
So each act, as you read in the book, and I hope as you read, the pastor will be able to explain to you more and more of your roles in this worship.
我希望呢，当你读我那本书的时候，你就会更清楚哈，我们你的角色在这个敬拜的当中。
Pastor Dave Carson, he's not here.
那个 Pastor Dave Carson 哈，他现在不在。
He has a small house cell group.
他呢有一个家庭小组。
Of five families.
有五个家庭。
He bought a book for each of his cell members to read it.And see how they can put it into practice.
他就把我那本书呢买给他那个小组的五个单位的成员，然后呢叫他们看一下怎么样来实行出来。
If you really want the Lord to come back soon,
如果你是渴望主快回来
，you will have to handle this.
你一定要知道怎么样来做。
We cannot push this aside and say we don't want to worship like this.
我们不能说呢，我们不愿意用这个方法来敬拜。
And that's going to delay his coming.
因为我们不照着他的要的样式来敬拜呢，就会让他回来的日子迟延。
I told you that the answer to when the Lord comes is not in heaven; it is with us, the bride on the earth.
我刚才说耶稣什么时候回来呢？答案不在天上，乃是在心腹，在我们身上。
So our worship and our warfare and our intercession is for the bride of the Lord Jesus, for the release of the harvest of souls, and for the end-time prophetic destiny of the nations.
So 我们的敬拜呢，就是呢跟天上的敬拜呢，联合的目的呢，是为了是基督的心腹，为了呢来释放来收割灵魂，而且呢也为了末世列国他们的命定。
The Epistle of Peter gives the church the blueprint of how to align yourselves individually and as a church to follow the eternal purposes of God by engaging with God's time, end time activity specifically assigned to your church.
在彼得前后书呢，就给教会一个蓝图，怎么样来个人还有呢整体来与神永恒的计划来配合啊，以致呢可以呢进入呢神对个别教会呢所特定的要做的任务。
Okay, this is another long scripture, 14 verses.
这是呢彼得后书二章三章一到十四节。
I want you to listen to this. If you don't have a Bible, just listen to these words. They're very important words.
这是非常重要的话语。如果你手上没有圣经，就听，不然就跟着一起。彼得后书三章一到十四节。So I read it. 亲爱的弟兄们，我现在写信给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是要提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心，叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话。和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了，但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。亲爱的弟兄们，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形之的都被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧都消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
That was a long one, right?
是较长的一段。
Now, due to the nature of all that Peter said, it's going to be very hard to get into everything.
因为很长，我不能每一个很仔细的分享。
It will take us like a whole week of teaching.
可能要整个星期了。
But I will cover just two important aspects of that scripture from Peter.
但是呢，我就是有两点跟大家说一下。
In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, it says, First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say,Where is this coming promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation.
就是第三、第四节，第一要紧，该知道末世必有好讥诮的人，随自己私欲，讥诮说主要降临的应许在哪里？因为列祖睡了以来，万物跟起初的时候仍是一样。
You get what he's trying to say?
他在说什么呢？
He's saying that in the last days, people will.I think he's talking about people in the church. I don't think he's talking about the people outside the church.
我相信他现在说是像教会的里面的人，不是说教会外面的人。
Because people outside the church don't know the promises of God.
因为呢，教会之外的人根本不晓得呢主的应许。
And he says, "Where is the coming promise?" That means people in the church are saying, "You know, you're always saying Jesus is going to come, Jesus is going to come, but he hasn't come."
就是呢，教会里面的人说，你说耶稣要来，耶稣来，但是还没有来啊。
So this is a big farce.
所以呢，这个都是呢假的。
This is what you call as scoffing.
这个就是呢讥笑。
You make fun of the word of God.
就是呢把神的话语当作可笑的。
What you are actually saying is that God is a liar.
其实呢你就说呢神是说谎的。
He made promises, he's not keeping them.
他应许了，但是呢他也 不把它行出来。
This is what it really means.
这个意思就是这样。
It deals with the question of our faith.
就是呢，他在就是要对我们的信仰来说。
When we have no faith in God, we will question His promises.
当我们根本对神没有信心呢，我们就对他的应许有怀疑。
Haven't you noticed sometimes when you're having a bad day, you wonder where the promises of God went?
就有时候呢，我们很沮丧的时候，我们就想呢，神的应许去哪里了？
Sometimes you say, you know, I received this prophetic word from so and so, but it's never really happened.
我们说呢，曾经有这样的预言是关于我的，但是呢，从来没有发生。
Then I have to question whether it was a prophetic word from the Lord or was it your own prophetic word?
那我就会怀疑，到底是真的预言吗？还是自己想的？
And Peter goes on to say in verses 5 and 6, But they deliberately forget that long ago, by God's word, the heavens existed, and the earth was formed out of water and by water. And by these waters also, the world of that time was deluged and destroyed.
第五、第六节，他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没，就消灭了。
And these verses talk about building an ark.
这两个经文是关于盖方舟。
So these are the two aspects that I want to cover in this last teaching that I have today.
所以呢，最后呢，我要提到这两点。
And during this time we have with you,
就是呢，我们在这里的时候。
The question of faith and the question of building an ark.
就是呢，信心的问题，还有呢，造方舟的问题。
Let's look at this question of faith.
就是这个信心的问题。
We've gone through that one. Non-believers don't understand anything about the Lord's return.
就是不信主的人不了解关于主再来的事。
They think it's a very, you know, funny thing.
他们觉得是很奇怪的。
You might have read very recently somewhere in America, some guy said that the Lord was going to come.
可能你们
and they predicted some date that he was going to come.
可能你们听过呢，前一阵子呢，有美国有人说呢，他说耶稣要什么时候来了。
And he never came.
就没有来。
He never came.
耶稣还没来啊，没有照他的日期。
And all of the non-Christian world began to laugh at us.
然后呢，不信主的人就笑。
Every newspaper had a joke about Christians.
就是每一个报纸呢，都在笑基督徒。
So this is what happens when we cannot see that the church is the one who determines his coming. It is not a predictive thing.
因为呢，这个不是人所以可以预言预测的，是基督的心腹才能。
When the Spirit and the Bride say we are ready, that's the time He will come.
当圣灵和心腹都预备好了说，然后呢，耶稣就来了。
Scoffers are apostate Christians.
好讥笑的人就是说那些悖逆的基督徒。
Whose life is so filled with worldly pleasure.
他们都在追求世界的玩乐。
They have lost all the sense of the life of the Holy Spirit.
一点没有啊，那个圣灵那种的生命。
So they scoff at God's word.
所以他们还讥笑神的话。
Jude says in chapter, there's only one chapter, so Jude 1:17 says, But dear friends, remember what the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ foretold.
犹大书十七节说，亲爱的弟兄们，要纪念我们主耶稣基督的使徒从前所说的。
And in the next verse he says, They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers.Who will follow their own ungodly desires.
他们也曾经说呢，末世必有好讥笑的人随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
So you can see it ties up with what's the meaning of the apostate Christian.
所以呢，也是讲到这些的悖逆的基督徒。
These are men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit.
他们是引人结党、属虎穴气、没有圣灵的人。
You've got to be careful of these people.
我们要小心这些人。
They are wolves in sheep's clothing.
可以说呢，是披着羊皮的狼。
So faith is going to be a major issue between being a church member and being the bride of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个信心的问题呢，就是说，你是就是一个教会的会友呢，还是你要做基督的心腹
？Faith will divide between churches, and within a church, it will divide between scoffers and believers of the return of the Lord.
这个信心的问题就是说，你是一个。讥笑的人呢，还是一个真实相信耶稣再来的人
？Hebrews 11:6, famous chapter. And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
所以呢，希伯来书十一章说呢，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
有人到神面前来，必须信有神，也信神，要赏赐那信他的人。
Luke chapter 18 verse 8 says, I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
就路加福音十八章八节说，他们会很快的得到。那公义的神，但是只是人子来的时候，他在世上可以找到有信的信心的人吗？
Will the Son of Man find the faith that pleases God when he comes again?
当人子来的时候，他会找到那有信心能讨神喜悦的人吗？
Will he find faith in you and in me and in this amazing Grace Church?
他会在你在我在加恩教会找到信心吗？
And we can say yes, he will find faith.In this church,
我们说是的，他会找到有信心的人，因为我们爱他。
And we will obey him in his end-time assignments.
我们在他给我们末世的差使上来顺服他。
How can we become a people with faith that pleases God?
我们怎么样能够成为一个讨神喜悦、有信心的人呢？
Christian faith is faith in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们基督的信仰就是信耶稣基督。
Remember when I began my first talk, I said, the vision is the Lord Jesus Christ.
你记得我第一堂所说的，我们的意向就是主耶稣基督。
And as we grow in our relationship with the Lord, we will grow in faith.
当我们与耶稣的关系越来越成长的时候，我们的信心也会成长。
But faith is also a word we hear used for anything and everything.
但是呢，信心这个字，我们有的时候很普通的就滥用在每个事情上。
You might have heard people say, "I have faith in this toothpaste."
有些人说，我对这个牙膏有信心。
It tastes good.
那个味道很好。
And it cleans my teeth so well.
而且呢，可以呢把我的牙刷得很干净。
But this is of course not biblical faith.
这个不是呢圣经讲讲到的那种的信心。
Some people say, "I have faith in that particular store. It sells good quality products from China."
可能有人说呢，我对这个店呢很有信心，它呢是售卖呢。从中国来好的品质的东西。
Here again, it's not talking about biblical faith.
这个呢也不是圣经讲的信心。
And some people say, I have enough faith in myself to do this and this and this.
有些人说呢，我对自己很有信心，可以做这做那。
And again, this person is not talking about biblical faith.
这个呢也不是谈论到呢圣经的信心。
Biblical faith is about pleasing God through our relationship with His Son.
圣经讲到的信心呢，就是因着跟耶稣基督的关系，我们讨神的喜悦。
When we obey the Lord in the things He calls us to do or not to do, we please the Father.
当我们顺服神，做或者不做他告诉我们的事，我们就讨父的喜悦。
The more we grow in our personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, He will increase our faith in Him by giving us assignments that will help us grow deeper in Him.We call this our personal testimony.
当你呢跟耶稣基督的关系越来越近身的时候，他会给你一些的差使任务，这个会帮助你在信心上增长，也让你更深的与他建立关系。这个就是我们所说的见证。
We all need to have a personal testimony, which is always growing in new episodes or new assignments that the Lord gives us.
我们每个人呢都会有个人的见证呢，就是呢不断的有神给我们新的使命、新的任务。
We cannot keep telling people the same old episode of what God did in our life 20 years ago.
我们不能讲一个二十年前不断的讲二十年前的那些见证。
Our story has to be fresh and new every day.
我们必须要呢有很新鲜的每天新鲜的见证。
We do not have any new episode of the Lord's assignment, then we have probably stopped.Growing in faith.
如果我们没有任何的神给我们新的任务这些的经历见证，那我们已经没有继续成长。
With each episode, our love for the Lord Jesus deepens.
在每一个新的神托付我们的事件上，我们跟耶稣的关系就近身，我们更深的爱他。
We come to know Him better and experience His deep love for us.
我们就会更认识他，也更体会他对我们的爱。
And we have a new testimony.
我们就会有一个新的见证。
You know, and you get excited, and you call up your friend. You know what the Lord did today?
有时候你会打电话给朋友说，你知道神今天做什么吗？
And your friend from the other side, yeah, I also want to tell you what the Lord did today.
是啊，我也要跟你讲神今天做了什么。
That's a fresh testimony of growing in faith.
这个就是呢，你的信心不断的成长的经历。
And that should be the live thing that we speak about in the church.
这个应该是在教会里面我们所分享的。
In my book, Worship, Warfare, and Intercession, I share many of these experiences from simple events to the raising of the dead and the multiplication of food.
在我那本书里面呢，我分享很多这样的经历，从很一般的、很简单的经历到呢叫死人复活，还有呢叫食物呢倍增的见证。
This is my testimony.
这是我的见证。
I know many people who I met in the breaks.Say, we want to hear your testimony.
刚才我们有些休息的时间，很多人说我想听你的见证。
Well, if I start telling you my testimony, it'll take the whole day.
如果要开始分享见证，就整天说不完了。
So you read my book.
所以你看我的书啊。
And you know, parts of this testimony come through as I give you the teaching.
有些见证我分享了。
You know, sometimes Jill and I, when we just talk and suddenly something hits my mind, I share my personal testimony. Sometimes it's like a vision. I remember very recently we were talking on Skype and suddenly something fresh came into my mind and I said, you know, when I was very young in the Lord, I was sitting in a church and after communion service, suddenly I had a vision.
就有时候呢，我跟Jill分享，最近我就分享的时候突然就想到一个从前的见证，我就说，哎，我记得呢，我很刚刚信主的时候，有一次呢在教会领圣餐，在领圣餐的时候突然就看见一个异象了。
Now I must have been about 26 or 27 at that time when I had received the vision, because I was very young in the Lord.
那个时候在只有26、27岁。
And it's amazing how some of these visions never disappear from your mind.
那有些这些呢你见过的异象从就永远不会忘记的。
this one is very fresh and very crisp in my mind.
那这个也是呢，很新鲜的。
Okay, I'll tell you the vision, so we get a break from all this heavy stuff.
我们就分享一下这个。
I was sitting in a little boat, not $1 million boat, probably $10 boat.
我坐在一个小小的，不是那百万的船，是大概10块钱的一个小船上。
You know, in Auckland, everybody loves to have a little boat to get out and catch your fish and come back again.
因为在我们的那边呢，每个人都喜欢有一个小船，就随时出去呢钓鱼再回来。
So if you walk along a pier, you know what's a pier? Where the boats are tied up.
对，所以我们在那个岸边啊。
You'll find lots of these little boats.
你会看见很多这些小船。
So I was sitting in my little boat, and I was very relaxed with my hands at the back of my head and my legs stretched out.
所以呢，我就呢坐在那个小船上呢，我就躺在那里呢，脚伸的长长的。
It's interesting that my spirit is seeing myself.
所以呢，这个呢是在我灵里呢看见我自己。
And then I see this man with this long white cloak coming down the pier, and I think I say this must be Jesus.
然后我看见一个穿着白袍的人呢，从那个岸边呢走过来，我心想呢，这个就是耶稣。
And then I have the most silly thought.
然后呢，我有一个很傻的思想。
I said, I hope he doesn't come into my boat.
我希望他不要进我的船。
I know most people say, I wish he would come into my boat, but I am saying, I hope he doesn't come to my boat.
我想大部分人都会想，哎呀，我希望他进到我的船，但是我当时说我希望他不要进我的船。
And then he gets into my boat.
然后他就进我的船了。
And I'm still sitting relaxed. I'm not interested.
我当时呢还是非常放松的躺在那里呢，一点都。然后呢，一点都没有很在乎。
And I tell him the name of no. I tell him this boat is going nowhere.
我就跟他说，这个船呢，没有到任何地方。
And then the camera kind of shifts to the name of my boat, which says nowhere.
然后呢，那个镜头呢，就转到呢我那个船的旁边，写这个名字，哪里都不是。
So at 27, in my life, in the stage of my life, which I thought I was doing very fine because I was studying for professional examinations as an accountant.The Lord was saying, "You are sitting in a boat, and the name of your boat is nowhere."
So, 其实呢，在实际神在对我说话。当时呢，我在以为在人来看呢是挺成功的。我正要呢考一个那个会计师的考试。那么，但是呢，耶稣要告诉我，其实你的人生呢就像你的船只是呢哪里都去不成。
And I'm thinking the Lord will get up from my boat and go and take another boat because this boat's going nowhere. So where can he go with this boat?
So 当时在异象里呢，我想着耶稣看见这个船哪里都不去嘛，他当然可能会离开了。
And this is typical of the Lord. He takes the oars, which means he takes the controls.
那主就是这样的，他就把呢那个船的那个这个叫什么？渡啊，就
yeah, the ones which you push the water and the boat goes forward.
啊
，yeah. So he takes the oars and he looks at me and says, "I will take it somewhere."
然后他就说呢，拿了船的舵，我会带这个船到一个地，到一个目的地。
That was my beginning walk with the Lord.
那那个时候我是最开始与主同行。
Our boat has touched many shores in many nations.
现在的我的船呢，已经到了很多的国家了。曾经
，I've been to China 3 times.
我到中国有三次。
To pray with people there.
为人祷告。
To pray for the nation.
也为中国祷告。
Very recently, I was supposed to go to North Korea and not come here.
本来呢，我最近应该要去北韩，而不是到温哥华。
The moment the opportunity came, I said I will go to North Korea.
但是有机会，我说我要去北韩。
But unfortunately, it didn't work out. But
后来呢
one day it's going to work out.
后来没去成，我相信有一天会去的。
The Lord's taken me to every continent on the face of this earth.
神也是让我去到世界每一个大洲都去了。
And that's how my journey with the Lord has begun.
所以我跟神的旅程就是这样开始的。
He's done some amazing things through this work of prophetic intercession.
他呢也是透过先知性的代祷呢做了一些很奇妙的事。
When I was in South Africa.I was handpicked by Derek Prince to join him with praying for the nation. Nelson Mandela wanted intercessors to come to Pretoria, which is the seat of parliament, and to pray in a room while he was sitting and discussing with Bertolucci, who was the chief of the Zulus. And the Zulus... Sorry, I'm giving you a long lecture.
就说呢，我曾经呢，被Derek Prince， 叶光明牧师特别呢，挑选我要跟他一起去参与一个服事呢，就是呢，在非洲南非呢，当时 Nelson Mandela 呢，去邀请一些代祷者在一个房间代祷，那他呢就在外面呢，跟当时呢另外的一些领袖呢来交涉一些事。
We were praying that Bertolucci would accept Nelson Mandela's plan.For the Zulus in Africa, which he was very upset about.
当时呢，我们就是要祷告呢，让另外那个领袖接受呢 Nelson Mandela 的那些计划，是为着一个非洲的民族。
The outcome of that meeting between Nelson Mandela and Bertolucci would decide whether that nation went into civil war.
就是呢，他们后来的结果，他们那天谈论的结果呢，就是他们到底会不会呢进入了内战。
Outside of that meeting, there were more than 10,000 Zulus with big swords, what they call machetes.
所以呢，在那天他们的开会的外面呢，可以有上千万的那些 Zulu， 非洲人呢，拿着他们那些的征战的武器。
As our car drove past all those crowds of shouting Zulus, I was so afraid that somebody would chop us to bits.
我们的车经过那些的呢，很凶猛的拿着武器的那些非洲人呢，我就害怕他们都把我们把头砍下来。
We prayed for almost a whole day sitting at the room besides Nelson Mandela's discussion room.
我们就在呢这两个领袖在谈论的旁边的房间呢，一整天在那里祷告。
It was around 4 o'clock when he came in and said, "Thank you for your prayers. We have averted." In national calamity.
他呢后来四点钟就进来就说谢谢你们祷告我们不用进入呢一个呢一个全国性的一个灾难。
God got the victory.
那神得胜了。
And my boat touched another shore.
然后呢我那艘船呢又到了另外一个地方了。
And the Lord continues to take my boat to different shores.
然后神呢继续的带我这个船到不同的码头。
That's a long story. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
要认识基督和他复活的大能。
Okay, I went through all of this. I told you about the ash cloud.
刚才已经。
Christian faith is the assurance of things not seen.
基督徒讲到信心就是对未知的事情未见之事的确据。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
就是希伯来书十一章一节。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
就是呢，信心是未见之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
What then is Christian hope?
那到底基督徒的盼望是什么呢？
It is all the glorious promises given to a believer, a bride of the Lord, that we find in the relationship we have with the Lord Jesus.
就是作为基督的心腹，所有啊，在跟耶稣那个关系里面，神给我们所有那些荣耀的盼望。
As our relationship with the Lord deepens, the hope we have in Him shines more brightly and becomes more glorious.
当我们跟耶稣的关系越来越近身的时候，我们在他里面的盼望就越来越啊光亮，越来越荣耀。
You might have heard people saying their hope grew dim.
可能有听到有些人说我的盼望越来越暗淡了。
Because hope is a light.
因为那盼望就是一盏光。
It can grow brighter or it can become dim.
越来越亮或者越来越暗。
And it speaks about our relationship with the Lord.
就是呢，讲到我们跟耶稣的关系。
So when you go home, check your hope lamp.
所以呢，回家呢，你查一下呢，你自己呢盼望的那盏灯。
Is your hope lamp shining brightly?
你的那个盼望的灯是很亮吗
？Or is your hope lamp getting dim?
还是呢，有慢慢有暗下来了
？This is a good check for us to do.
哦，我们要查一下。
Every experience we have through the Lord, we find that our hope gets stronger and our conviction of who He is gets more certain.
我们在一件一件事情上越来越经历神的时候，我们的信心还有呢，我们的盼望就越来越强。
When I was converted to Christ in 1974, I was a happy man.
当我1974年信主的时候呢，我是非常快乐。
And my faith was just about enough to get me to one prayer meeting in a week.
然后呢，我的信心呢，就是呢，让我一个星期去参加一次的祷告会。
I never still started going to church yet. I went for a prayer meeting, but not to the church.
我没有去主日，我就是去参加个祷告会。
If you remember, I told you that I was an atheist.
因为呢，我原来就是一个无神论者。
And I stopped going to church from the age of probably 20 or 21.
我从20到21岁就开始不去教堂了。
My hope was in myself.
我的盼望是在自己。
After a number of failures and supernatural events, I began to realize that the Lord wants more of my life.
当我经历一些的失败，而且呢也经历一些超自然的事呢，我就知道呢神要更多的得着我的生命。
And as I responded to His grace,
当我呢回应他的恩典
，it was sufficient to take me to the next level of faith.
所以呢就足以呢让我提到另一个信息的层次。
That's how we are to grow in faith.
我们就是这样的一步一步的信，以更深的进入信。
Never look at a testimony and want to reach the level of faith of some person there.
你不要看别人的见证，就想呢，我就要得到呢他这样的信心。
God takes us one step at a time.
神是一步一步的带领我们的。
And at each step we grow in faith, we have a new testimony.
而且呢，每一步。当我们来经历这个信心的时候，我们又有一个新的见证。
My first experience of growing in faith as an intercessor for nations was in Germany.
我第一个作为一个代祷者的一个信心的经历呢，是在德国。
It was my first experience of praying in a nation.
就是呢，我第一次呢在为一个国家，在一个国家做代祷。
This is 1989.
这是1989年。
I was accepted as a member of the International Fellowship of Intercessors.
当时呢，我被接纳呢，作为呢国际代祷团队的一员。
And so, one of the leaders sent me an email saying, "Bob, we would like to invite you to come with us to Germany and praying for the unification of Germany."
所以当时呢，就说我们要邀请你跟我们团队一起呢到德国祷告，让呢东西德可以合一。
So I thought.Well, that's a nice thing to pray for, unification of Germany. But I didn't know it meant praying for the wall to break down.
我当时想很好啊，让东西德可以合一，但是没有想呢，他那个祷告呢是要呢巴林那个墙要倒下来，要为这个事祷告。
Suddenly, my faith was being stretched.
忽然呢，我当时的信心要被扩张。
And I tell you, when I went to that Berlin Wall and saw it, I began to shake and wonder whether this wall will ever fall.
当我真实的走到柏林去柏林走到柏林看到那道墙的时候，我想到底它会不会倒下来。
But we prayed and there were thousands of intercessors who had prayed all along in different parts of the wall.
那有几千个代祷者在不同的这个 柏林的墙的不同的地方来祷告。
It didn't fall immediately after praying.
他没有呢，马上倒下来。
But after I reached back where I was, I came from India to Germany, so I went back to India, and about a week later, it was in the newspaper that the Berlin Wall came crashing down.
那当时呢，我就回到印度啊。
Not supernaturally,
那个时候我在
broken down.
但是呢，一个星期之后呢，我就看到报纸上呢，柏林的墙倒下来了，不是超自然的倒，就是人家就把它呢拆了。
Okay, we take the last point.
好，最后一点。
Let's hope we can get through this quickly. By God, it's 10:20.
已经十点二十分。最后一点关于建造那个方舟。
You all are wonderful people.
累吧，你们太棒了。
Really amazing grace at work.
真是奇妙的恩典。
Oh, I bless you people.
祝福你们。
Awesome people.
你们实在太棒了。
You really want to sit through this?
你真的要听最后一点吗
？I can give it to Pastor John, and he can tell you the stories.
我可以让周牧师以后再跟你们慢讲。
Yeah, I remember my first trip to Germany.And that's what I mean to China. And they asked, "How long are you going to speak?"
我记得我第一次去中国，他们问我你要讲多久。
So I asked, "How long do you want me to speak?"
你要我讲多久呢
？They said the whole day.
全天。
I said, "Well, you'll have to pray for energy."
你要给我求神给我体力。
They want me to preach nonstop the whole day.
他要我整天的不停的来讲道。
Then I came to know the quality of the Chinese people.
然后我就知道呢，我们中国信徒的分量。
They're solid, strong.
他们是非常的坚固的。
And when they see the light, they go for it.
当他们看见那个光、那个真理，他就要呢。
They don't move left or right. They go straight ahead.
往前啊，不向左，不向右，就一直往前冲。
And that's what made me go back to China because I could see here was a people who, if they knew the Lord and they knew His purposes, they will break the sound barrier. They will break any barrier.
因为呢 我愿意再回中国因为看见那里 一批人他只要知道是神的心意他可以呢跨越任何的拦阻的。
And when Jill told me, because I have not gone back to China for quite some years now, when Jill told me she's praying in a Chinese church, I wanted to come back and look at the Chinese bride again.
因为有一阵子没去中国了但我听说 Jill 说她要到一个中国教会来呢我就很愿意来因为我要再看一下中国人的心腹。
The memories that I had of my three visits to China,was so fresh again that I was just longing to be and hoping that God would open the door.
因为呢，我去中国三次的那些的经历是那么的新鲜，我真的很渴望神再开门，我可以再到中国人当中。
As individuals and as a church, we are called to build an ark for those in our families that need to be saved.
作为呢个人或做一个教会呢，神呼召我们要盖一个方舟，是为着我们的家人，是为着需要得救的人。
For our neighbors, for our relatives, for our friends, for strangers.
就是呢，要为我们的亲友啊，为着甚至我们不认识的人，要盖一个方舟，让他们可以认识主。
How do we build this ark?
怎么样盖这个方舟呢
？Because we share the love of God with them.
就是呢，透过呢分享神的爱。
I'll tell you the story of my Hindu neighbor whose entire family got baptized and became Christians.
我就分享呢，我这个印度的朋友怎么样，全家后来信主受洗。
They come from a group of people that hate Christians.
他们呢是来自一批恨基督徒的背景的。
He was a bank manager.
他是一个银行经理。
But they were good people.
但是他是良善的人。
And they were probably our neighbors in an apartment for like 10 years.
大概有十年，我们的公寓里面他是我们的邻居。
And all that we did as neighbors for 10 years was say, "Good morning, Mr. So and So." And if I met him in the night, good night, Mr. So and So.
那十年来，我们就是最多呢，就是打个招呼啊，早或者晚安。
We had nothing to do with each other.
跟大家是完全没有任何关系。
He knew we were Christians, and we didn't want us to cross the threshold into his house.
然后呢，他知道我们是基督徒，但是呢，不愿意我们呢进入他们的
身。But my wife and I, every day we prayed for them.
但是我跟太太呢，天天为他祷告。
And one day during a Hindu festival called Diwali, I don't know whether you heard of this one.
那有一次呢，那印度人的节日。
It's called the Festival of Lights.
就是呢，他们的光明节。
He decided to invite us for dinner.
他就邀请我们去吃饭。
And so we prayed and said, Lord, if this is an opportunity to share your love, to share about Jesus, just give us that opportunity and let us know when.To talk about Jesus.
我说主啊，如果你是给我们个机会跟他分享你的话，请你告诉我们什么时候讲。
So we went to their house and we were talking, and my wife would keep telling me, "When are you going to speak about Jesus?"
当我们在他家的时候呢，我太太跟我暗示，到底什么时候要跟他讲耶稣了
And I said, I don't think it's the time yet to speak. She said, it'll be soon time to go home.
我一直觉得呢，时候还没有到。然后呢，他就说，那我们快要回家了嘛。
Then they said, okay, dinner's ready. Let's get to the dining table.
结果我们聊完之后呢，就说我们吃饭了。
And as we sat around the dining table, the Holy Spirit began to open the door.
然后呢，当我们坐在那个饭桌上，圣灵开始开门了。
This is the door of opportunity.
就是呢，一个机会的门。
Either you walk through it or you don't.
你走进去，或者你不走。
And so my neighbor friend said, he went around talking about his family history.
我的邻居呢一直在讲他家庭的历史。
And then he asked my wife, what is her family history?
然后他就开始问我妻子她的家的背景。
And she shared about her family history.
然后就分享她家的背景。
Now I said, he's going to ask me my family history.
那跟着呢，我想他会问我。
And what am I going to tell him?
那我要讲什么呢？
I don't know beyond my grandfather.
我呢，超过我的祖父，我什么都不知道。
So very quietly, I was praying in the spirit.
在我灵里呢，就在祷告。
Lord, just give me wisdom what to say.
主啊，给我智慧要怎么回答。
When he asked me the question, it was a very different question.
结果他问我呢，是一个不一样的问题。
He never asked me what was my family history.
他没有问我呢，你家的历史。
He said, Mr. Mist, what are your roots?
他问我你的根是什么。
And instantly, the Holy Spirit didn't even give me time to think.He just opened my mouth and I said, my roots are in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢，圣灵让我的口一开就说呢，我的根就是呢主耶稣基督。
And you know, the most extraordinary thing happened at that moment.
然后从那刹那开始，很奇妙的事发生。
The Lord Jesus was present in that room.
主耶稣就来到那个房间。
You could feel it, you could touch him.
你就好像可以摸到他，是那样的真实的在那个房间。
And them, they as staunch Hindus,knew the presence of God in their house.
他们虽然是呢虔诚的印度教徒，但是他们都知道神在他们当中。
Now he had his elderly mother and father who lived with him.
他呢，他有年长的父母呢，跟他们一起住。
Apart from himself and his wife and his two children.
除了呢，他们夫妻还有两个孩子。
So there was no more talking at the table.
所以呢，之后呢就没有再说什么了。
We all began to eat our dinner very quietly.
然后我们安安静的吃饭。
And I thought, that's it, I've blown it.
我就想，哎呦，糟糕，讲错话了。
And we went home after some time. We made a little bit of talk, but we finally went home very quickly.
后来呢，就吃完聊一点点，我们就回家了。
Next evening, when he came from the bank from his work, he came straight to my house. I thought, now here we're going to have a fight.
第二天他一下班就到我家来，我就想他要跟我来吵架了。
I was praying double time in the spirit now.
我灵里呢不断的在祷告。
Knowing that he came from a Hindu background that hated Christians.
知道呢，他印度教，他那个背景是特别是就是恨基督徒的那批。
So he came in and I said, "Like to have a cup of tea?" He said, "No, no, I don't want any cup of tea." So I thought, "Oh, it's getting worse."
他说你要喝杯茶吗？他说不要。我说糟糕。
Then he said, "You know, Mr. Miss,
他说你知道
last night at the table when I asked you the question, where were your roots?"
然后昨天我问你，你的根在哪儿？
You said your roots are in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你说你的根在主耶稣基督。
And you know the presence of God was in our house.
然后你知道当时呢，神的同在就临到我们的家。
He said my elderly father was 80 years old.
我的年老的父亲80岁了。
He gets up every morning at 5 o'clock to worship his gods.
他每天五点钟就起来呢，拜他的神。
And my elderly father told me, I have never experienced our God.As I've experienced the God of this young man.
然后呢，我的父亲说，我从来没有经历过我的神明，像呢，我昨天当你这个年轻人在的时候，经历他的神那样。
He said, for 80 years, I cannot say what he said about his roots. I cannot say my roots are in these gods.
他说呢，已经八十年了，但是我不能像这个年轻人呢说我的根就是
And he
他的神这样。
This young man said his roots are in his God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个年轻人说呢，他的根是在他的神，就是耶稣基督。
And he said when he said that his God was present in the room.
然后他口里一说这个话呢，他的神就进到那个房间。
He said, "Go and find out who his God is.
This
is the God we are going to follow."
他说呢，你去了解他的神是谁，我们要跟随这个神。
So here was a person who hated Christians.
所以你看呢，这个家族原来是一个恨基督徒的，就开始跟我查经。
Over the next 3 months, we did a Bible study.
所以呢，之后三个月我们就一起查经。
I had to leave that apartment where I was staying and go and stay with my father-in-law because he had a major spinal operation, which one side of his body became dead. And he couldn't walk around, so we had to go and leave the place.
但三个月之后呢，我要去陪我的父亲。我离开那里，因为我父亲呢有一个开刀，半身不遂。
So I placed him with some of the church leaders that I knew.
所以把他呢，交给一些教会其他的人。
And about 6 months later, I got an invitation to come for his baptism.
半年之后呢，就被邀请了参加他的浸礼。
And the entire family was baptized.
他是全家受浸的。
We must build the ark.
我们必须呢
for our neighbors, for our friends, for our relatives.
亲友为我啊我的朋友来盖这个方舟。
We must be quickened by the Spirit. I got too many stories to tell you, and I have to cut it short because it's 10:30.
要长话短说了。我们要跟随圣灵。
Our faith and trust in God as individuals and as the church is the ark that will carry the people to safety.
我们作为个人或做一个教会，我们的信心就是说，唯有神的方舟可以带人进入那个真正的安全。
Now you see how important that faith is for the building of the ark.
你知道吗？这个建造方舟，这信心是多重要。
That's why I took the first topic as faith.
所以第一点我要讲到信心。
If you don't have faith, you can't even build an ark.
你没有信心，你不可能去盖方舟。
No individual, no church is too small or too weak to be God's instrument for His end-time purpose.
没有一个个人或者教会是那一微小啊，不足以的作为神末世计划的一份子。
Here is something that is very interesting in the scriptures. The Father in heaven chose a weak, fragile vessel in Mary's faith and trust in Him, whose womb was the ark that carried and nourished and protected our Savior Jesus for 9 months.
你就看呢，天父呢拣选了一个非常软弱的一个微小的一个玛利亚的信心啊，然后呢就使用他的母夫啊，就是他母夫就变成那个方舟承载养育耶稣基督9个月。
You must understand this in the background of the Jewish customs of that day.
我们要呢根据呢当时呢犹太人的风俗来了解这个背景。
Today.It may not mean anything to anybody.
可能今天人觉得这没怎么样啊。
Because we don't live in those times and in those customs.
因为呢，我们不了解呢当时那个文化跟时代。
Today we have teenagers in school getting pregnant.
现在呢，我们孩子们十几岁就怀孕了。
We read it in the newspaper and don't worry about it. We would laugh.
我们看看也没觉得怎么样。
But in those days, if they knew an unmarried person was pregnant, it's going to spoil your name.
但是呢，如果当时呢，如果你没有结婚而你怀孕呢，那你的名声全部毁了。
But she took up an end-time assignment.
但是呢，她承接了一个末世的一个任务。
And she delivered the Savior of the world.
然后呢，她就生产了世人的救主。
For which you and I received the blessing.
以致你我可以领受这个祝福。
God chose Mary, not Jane or Amanda or the beauty queens of the world.
主呢挑选了玛利亚，没有挑选了其他的美女。
He could have chosen any woman.
他其实可以挑选任何的一个女性。
But he chose a Jewish woman named Mary, in whom the lineage of the King of David was preserved.
但是呢，他挑选了一个犹太的女子，是呢大卫的后裔。
Thereby fulfilling the prophecy that out of the stem of Jesse, the throne of David, would the Messiah be born.
以致呢应验呢这个预言说由耶西的根那个弥赛亚要生。
That was the first coming of the Messiah.
那个是弥赛亚第一次来。
A pregnant woman without being married, what would mean to her name, her family's name, her tribe's name, her locality name, most of all to the one whom she was engaged, not married yet, Joseph.What would he believe that was this really done by the Holy Spirit? Or was she in love with somebody else? You see, all these kind of thoughts would have come to the many, many people.
可是呢，当时的人会觉得，哎，这个人怀孕了，这样的也没有结婚的人怀孕，对影响他个人的名声、家人的名声。另外呢，他的未婚夫会怎么想呢？他会相信是从圣灵来的吗？所以这些呢，都是人在想的。
You know, when the angel Gabriel came,And spoke to her and said she has been chosen.
当天使加百列向他显现说你是被拣选的蒙恩的
All of the things that are written here must have run across her mind.
可能所有我刚才所说的呢他都会想过很快
And she could have said very easily, no, I don't want to go through this torture.
他可能呢很快地回答说我不愿意的来面对所有这些的
But she saw in it an end time assignment.
但是呢他当中看见呢这是神给他其实一个末世的一个任务
And then she said, let it be done unto me.According to your word.
他说呢，照着你的话啊，成就吧。
Why am I sharing the story about Mary?
为什么我分享关于玛利亚这个故事
？A weak vessel that delivered the Messiah in his first coming to the earth.
就是一个软弱的器皿，却是生产啊耶稣基督第一次来。
Because the bride, in her obedience to her Lord, will be the ark of protection for the harvest.
就是呢，因为当心腹顺服他的主的时候，就成为。这个啊，庄稼的一个保护的方舟，保护庄稼的方舟。
We're all going to be in difficult situations in these last days.
就是我们每个人会啊，面对在末世很多的啊艰难的环境。
There will be hard times, as the scriptures talk about.
就是圣经所预言的。
And we will be called to follow heaven's protocol.
所以我们会被呼召要跟随呢。属天的那个次序，属天的那些。
We are called to build the ark in a time of chaos.
我们会在混乱的环境当中要建造方舟。
We are not called to build the Tower of Babel.
不是要建造那巴别塔。
How do we build this ark?
怎么样来建造这个方舟呢
？Very simple. Find something called gopher wood.
就是要找一种叫 gopher 木头。
And then paint it inside and outside with pitch.
那内外呢就加上那个漆。
You know what's pitch?It's what they used to make roads.
就是那他们做地的那种啊，没在路的做道路的那个。
Genesis chapter 6 verses 13 and 14.
就是创世纪六章十三十四节。
Then God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. And behold, I am about to destroy them with the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood."You shall make the ark with rooms and cover it inside and out with pitch.
神就对挪亚说：“凡有血气的，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴。我要把他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间间的造里外模像松香。”
In the Old Testament, you'll often find a play on words.
在旧约圣经，他们常常会有双关语。
The word gopher translated in English is actually gopher.In Hebrew,
其实呢，这个戈斐木哈
，and it is meant. What it means is to cover, to protect, to purge, to atone for sin.
这个字的意思呢是遮盖、保护啊，是啊赎罪。
And this is very similar to the word picture of building the ark, which is the wood covered with pitch.
这个呢，就是好像一个图画，让我们明白，就这个木外面呢是抹上这个松香。
The gopher wood covered with pitch would cover, protect, purge any harm directed towards the family of Noah by the rising flood waters.
就是呢，这个戈斐木所这个方舟呢，会保护啊这个挪亚的一家哈，免得呢那个洪水的淹没。
So the gopher wood covered with pitch was a type of atonement barrier.
所以呢，这个戈斐木呢是一个比喻就是一个赎罪的一个
It pictured what was to happen one day on the cross of Christ, which is the cross of wood covered in His precious blood.
可是个图画，让我们想到有一天耶稣钉在十字架上啊，被宝血所就流血。
The blood is the atonement.
就是这个为我们赎罪的血。
And the gopher wood was the wood of His cross.
就是这个木，这个戈斐木，就是那个十字架的木。
And this would mean that there would be salvation in Jesus Christ through the payment of His life as a ransom and an atonement for humanity's sins.
就讲到的耶稣为我们赎罪。
In the Exodus account of the Passover, we see the same picture emerging when the Israelites cover their dough lentils, which is made of wood, and the blood of the lamb is placed on it.
那再一次我们看逾越节的时候的同一个图画，就是呢他们在门框门楣，就是呢木头的门框门楣上呢就涂上了那个血。
So can you see this repetition?
所以就是呢重复的这样的图画在旧约是。
In the building of Noah's Ark lay the whole idea of the atoning power of the death of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以其实呢在那个旧约讲到盖方舟的时候已经看见那个图画是呢耶稣基督代赎的那个钉十字架的代赎。
If the ark is the place of protection from the devastation that came in Noah's day, then at the foot of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ is the place of protection for people to come into from the impending devastation that is coming in our age.
就正如呢，当时呢，挪亚的方舟救他们脱离那个洪水呢，今天就在耶稣基督的十字架面前，是救我们脱离呢这个世界上这个败坏。
Gopher wood covered inside and outside with pitch is a picture of the end time bride.
这个戈斐木前后呢抹上那个松香呢，是一个我们末世心腹的一个图画。
It's not a very pretty picture, of course.
不是一个很漂亮的图画。
We would rather like makeup than pitch.
好。
Some mascara than pitch.
好，不是。
But this is of spiritual significance.
它是有属灵的意义。
Pitch symbolizes grace.
这个松香代表恩典。
Grace is God's favor for something we could not earn, no matter what we did.
就是恩典就是神给我们神的恩宠，不是我们可以赚来的，是神给的。
Grace is the image of God in His sons and daughters.
这个恩典就是神在他儿女身上的就是恩典就是神在他儿女身上的形象。
Sacrificial love and grace together is what we can call as amazing grace.
就是呢，神牺牲的爱和他的恩典就是。
So when you talk about yourself as amazing grace, what you are telling me is that you have sacrificial love and the grace of God in your heart.
当你说呢，加恩奇妙的恩典，就是说呢，你有牺牲的爱，也有神奇妙的恩典有神的恩典在你的心中。
And that's the end-time bright picture.
这个就是一个末世心腹的图画。
Sacrificial love and grace become the ark that God will use to save the people in the coming devastation.
所以呢，就是呢，牺牲的爱，还有呢，恩典，就是在末世这个灾难当中，神要借着这个来拯救人的。
So the end time bride is the ark of protection.
所以呢，末世的心腹呢，就是保护人的这个方舟。
Noah found grace in the eyes of God.
创世纪六章八节，在挪亚在神面前蒙恩。
And that's why grace is so important.
所以恩典是那样的重要。
Every Christian must come to the realization that I am the ark for those that are being saved.
所以呢，每一个基督徒必须呢了解，我就是那些需要得救的人的那个方舟。
Then we will learn to live our lives in the light of the return of the Lord.
那我们这样，我们的生活一直想到耶稣要再来就不一样。
When every church becomes the end-time bride of the Lord Jesus, then the church becomes the ark, and she will look to do everything to seek the heart and the mind of the bridegroom, which is her Lord.
然后呢，当每一个教会呢成为末世的心腹，他也是成为呢那个方舟，在每一件事上，他要寻求主的心意来满足他。
Every church must seek to please her Lord diligently. Lord, how do I become your end-time bride? Show me your end-time calling and assignments.
所以每一个教会呢，必须来寻求主的面来问主啊，我如何成为你末世的心腹？求你让我知道呢，我末世的呼召跟末世的任务。
When this is the sacrificial love and grace working in your heart, then you know that your end-time purposes and plans will flow into the eternal purpose of God.
当你这样做的时候呢，你发现呢，你末世的你的方向就是与神末世的心意呢对准了。
Jill and I are called by the Lord as part of His end-time ministry to the bride, the end-time church, to build the house of prayer for the bride of all and for all the nations.
就跟我呢被呼召在这末世呢做他的服事，要末世的教会来建立他祷告的殿。
These I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in the house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
在那以赛亚书五十六章，那里说我的殿要被一个称为祷告的殿，一个喜乐的殿。
Jesus talks about this in Matthew chapter 21.
耶稣也在马太福音二十一章说我的殿要称为祷告的殿。
Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers.
就是马太福音二十一章十二到十三节，耶稣说我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你却把它称为贼窝。
Jill and I want to make ourselves available to help establish in the church a school of worship, warfare, and intercession.
Jill 跟我愿意呢，
Am I right?
神使用我们来，来呢建立一个学校，就是一个敬拜、祷告、征战的学校。
Then for that church to minister in these dimensions by holding regular prayer conference called Gideon Prayer Conferences for the people in the city, to pray for the city and to pray for the nation, as God moves these into his end time destiny.
然后呢，愿你呢看见那个教会呢就在有定期的这些的祷告的大会，叫做基甸祷告大会，让呢城市里面的人可以一起来呢为城市祷告，为国家祷告让可以进入神的心意。
Yeah. We'll do this tomorrow when we are praying.
明天我们再祷告。
We'll call for the prophetic word that the Lord has spoken to us.For your church, which I will share with you tomorrow.
明天我就分享了神给我对这个教会的预言，然后我们就为这些预言来祷告。
Let's thank the Lord for this time together.
我们为主来感谢这个时间。
Lord, I want to thank you for this, for the people of this church, this wonderful people.
主，为着这个教会的弟兄姐妹来感谢你。
Lord, they have sat through 3.5 hours of talk.
他们已经专心三个半小时在这里听着。
Earlier than that, they sat for almost another 3.5 hours. They had done 7 hours of teaching today.
今天已经有七个小时在你面前。
Surely this is amazing grace at work.
这是奇妙的恩典。
I thank you for that amazing grace in them, sacrificial love and grace together.
主，为着他们里面这个牺牲的爱还有恩典来感谢你。
Lord, I thank you that when I know I leave Vancouver.I have seen an ark in this place.
主，我知道当我离开温哥华的时候，我在这里看见一个方舟。
An ark that cares for the people.
是一个关心周围的人的方舟。
An ark that cares for the harvest that you will send.
是呢，关心你要赐下来那个庄稼的一个这样的方舟。
Because there is sacrificial love and grace at work in this place.
因为在这里呢，有你牺牲的爱，还有你的恩典。
And I bless your people here in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的圣名来祝福这里的每一位。
Thank you for bringing me to them.
也谢谢你带领我到这里。
I bless them in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的圣名祝福他们。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.